Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hard.
It is the final even less than 24 hours for the home season anyway for the Rock Hounds as we host the San Antonio Missions this evening in Game 5 of a 6-game set. Hounds will finish the season on the road beginning next Tuesday at Wichita. The Missions will head for home, and they will host the Springfield Cardinals and then go on to the South Division Championship Series. So, man, it is down to it. There are 8 games remaining in the regular season. Last night, these two ball clubs, man, did they go back and forth. Missions got the first 5. Rock Hounds got the last 9 runs of the game last evening. Game that obviously saw a good amount of offense. 2 huge home runs for the Rock Hounds. Lázaro Armenteros with a go-ahead home run. 2nd consecutive game in which he has had the eventual game-winning RBI. A monstrous 2-run home run that put the Rock Hounds on top 6-5. And then Jack Winkler added a line drive 3-run home run in the last of the 8th. And that's what made the ballgame a little more not lopsided, because 4 runs is still very close. But gave the extra edge and the insurance runs for the Rock Hounds. Marcos Castagnon, who ironically is not in the lineup tonight for San Antonio, was terrific. He had a 2-run double and a 2-run home run in the game last night. When you look back at a game that is 9-5, offense obviously dominated, but there was really a turning point in the game that was on the mound, and that is with San Antonio leading the game 5-3. They had 1st and 3rd to the Missions with nobody out in the 4th inning, and reliever David Leal came on and retired 3 consecutive batters. That escaped the jam. The Rock Hounds then turned around and came back and did take the lead a couple of innings later, but that 1-2-3 for David Leal out of the bullpen, really important in last night's game. So the Hounds with the victory, they now lead the series 3-1. Got back to .500 overall on the year. South Division, by the way, has really been very well balanced. Amarillo has the overall best record in the division. The Missions, first half champs, are 66-64 overall. Rock Hounds 65-65. We don't talk about that much because anymore, the overall record really doesn't factor in very much. Obviously, it'll give you the picture of the entire season. Used to be the tiebreaker if you had a sweep of the 1st and 2nd half. The team with the best overall record used to be the wild card. They changed that. So overall record basically kind of goes by the boards a little bit, but it's been very close, very tight. The South Division has been very well balanced. Amarillo was a winner last night. They defeated the Arkansas Travelers, and it's pretty much down to it. The Sod Poodles' magic number to clinch the second half over the Rockhounds is down to 4. And again, that is any combination of Sod Poodles' wins and Rockhounds' defeats. So it looks very, very much, barring something really strange, as if it's going to be the Missions, of course, the first half champs, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the Texas League South Division title series. Missions will host games 2 and 3 as needed. That's really important if it's the Amarillo Sod Poodles that will be the opposition, as it certainly appears. Because, man, you don't want to have to play 2 of those games at Hodgetown. You don't want to play any of them at Hodgetown, but Amarillo will host game 1 of that quick best of 3 in the South Division. Hey, up north, my goodness, it has really gotten intriguing. Springfield was 3.5 games back not long ago. Cardinals have closed the gap as they did late in the first half. They have really been playing good baseball ever since, and they have now tied Wichita for the top spot going into Saturday night baseball. Springfield and Wichita are in a flat-footed tie. Northwest Arkansas still hanging around. They are 2.5 games back. Mentioned this last night. These two teams, of course, the Missions already playoff bound. The Rockhounds, well, hanging on by a thread. But next week, the Missions will host Springfield. The Rockhounds travel to Wichita. So these two teams are going to have a whole big bunch to say about who wins the North Division. Pitching matched up in this ball game tonight for the Rockhounds, Joelvis Del Rosario will make his 4th appearance since coming up from Advanced A, former Pirate farmhand. Joelvis is 1-1 with a 6.32 ERA. His win came against the Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium, went 6 innings, gave up just 1 run on 5 base hits. He goes against an outstanding young prospect, kid who throws hard and whips a whole big bunch of batters. Jairo Iriarte will get the start tonight for San Antonio. Jairo 0-1, 3.66 ERA, but he has struck out 33 batters in just 19 2/3 innings, makes his 12th appearance with the AA Missions. Now that is our pitching matchup for this one. Fireworks night one more time around here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And the Rockhounds now have taken the diamond. So just a couple of moments away from the start of this one. A little bit of breeze blowing out toward left field as we greet you this evening. And now we're going to have the National Anthem West doing a little extended introduction to the Star-Spangled Banner. And I believe a moment of silence just before the Star-Spangled Banner is sung.
Thank you. Happy North America.
Nice touch this evening. And now with the Hounds assembled on the diamond, the rest of the guys in front of the dugouts, let's take you downstairs to the anthem. Nicely done on this, our final Saturday night home game for 2023. We were talking about it upstairs not long ago and again yesterday as well. It's amazing. There are times when a season, I won't say kind of plods along or anything of the sort. It's a game. It's baseball. You love it. But obviously a lot of baseball is played, 138 ball games, and all of a sudden April turns into the next to last week of the season and the last weekend for the Rockhounds here at home, and that is exactly what we have. Joelvis Del Rosario is in his warm-up tosses. We'll check the weather conditions, and we'll play some baseball from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Kick back, relax, my friends. We'll take you out to the ballgame. Rockhounds admissions coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And as Ripken Reyes steps into the left-hand box, 98 degrees, so we've cooled way off. Not triple digits for the first pitch for the first time in this series. 98 degrees, breeze at 10 miles an hour, right to left, a little bit inward. Ripken stands in, switch hitting shortstop, facing Joelvis Del Rosario, and we have, what, pitch clock violation? Time call, I didn't see the indicator. Now I think we're ready. Home plate umpire stopped action for a moment. Now we are set to go. Here's Joelvis, and here is Ripken Reyes from the left side. First pitch of the game is a fastball strike down the middle, and we are underway. Ripken, the shortstop in this game, leading it off. Jacob Marcy in center field again this evening. Batting number two, Jacob Marcy in center. 0-1 pitch, up and in. Almost hit him. Ripken hadn't been hit in this series, and I don't imagine there have been many that have gone by that he hasn't been plunked at least once. 46 times, all-time minor league baseball single-season record. 1-0 pitch, slapped that one foul wide of first base, 1-2. Graham Pauly back in the lineup, and he will bat third at second base. Graham Pauly is at second. Nathan Martorella will be the designated hitter, and he will bat cleanup. Martorella is the DH. Cole Cummings at first base, batting fifth for the Missions. Cummings at first. Juan Fernandez playing third base, batting sixth. Fernandez at third. Pitch to Reyes, tapped toward the right side. That'll be handled by William Simonite. Underhands to Joelvis just in time for the out. One of those little in-betweeners that takes an extra moment or two to develop. But the 3-1 put out in the books. Ripken Reyes retired. One away for Jacob Marcy. Bottom third of the order, newcomer. And boy, is he a newcomer. Drafted just this summer, Homer Bush Jr. Dad was a 7-year big leaguer, and Homer Bush Jr. batting seventh and playing the seventh spot in his Double-A debut. Pitch from Del Rosario down and in for ball one, a ball and no strikes to Marcy. Jacob, left-handed hitter, 264, very solid in 15 games since coming up. One of the infusion of talent. Pitch down and in, ball two from the right-hander. 2-0 to Marcy. Connor Hollis batting in the eighth spot in right field. Connor Hollis in right tonight for San Antonio. 2-0 pitch. That'll just get the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. Juan Zabala rounds it out. He is the catcher. Zabala batting ninth. And he'll be behind the dish for San Antonio. Here's the 2-1. And in from Joelvis. And the count goes 3-1 to Jacob Marcy. Joelvis with a big, deep breath now. He goes into the motion to 3-1. That ball ripped right back up the middle. Clean base hit for Jacob Marcy. So one man out and one man on in the top of the first inning. Marcy's had a really good series. He's 7-for-19. This is the fifth game he has been in the lineup every night. So Reyes, Marcy, and Pauly up top for San Antonio. Martorella, Cummings, and Fernandez in the middle of the order. And Bush, Hollis, and Zabala will round it out. Joelvis Del Rosario, fourth appearance with the Rockhounds, and former Pirates farmhand, was signed by the A's. Little chopper toward first base, and Joelvis will make the play. Boy, hustles, and yeah, just in time to get the out. Trying to dive in was Graham Pauly. That was a swinging bunt near the first base line. Joelvis made the play, but again, slow in developing, and Pauly really hustled down the line, almost beat it. So we have a 3-1 and a 1-3 put out here in the top of the first inning. Marcy advancing to second base. So he's in scoring position for Nathan Martorella. Left-handed hitter who is very, very strong. Baseball America uses the term brute strength. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Martorella at 259. Again, 15 games with the Missions. Homer Bush joining the club today. And again, adding to that with the call-ups of a bundle of especially position players, but some pitchers too. The pitch just inside from El Rosario on a 2-0 count. So a dangerous spot here. Runner in scoring position. Jacob Marcy with a base hit up the middle. Sandwiched around the two putouts at first base. The 3-1 and the 1-3. 2-0 set. Look at second. Pitch. And that is a high strike. And the count goes 2-1. Martorella, a couple of home runs for the Missions. One of them in this series. Del Rosario looks in, has the sign. Daniel Susak behind the plate for the Hounds tonight. Here's the two-ball, one-strike pitch, and that's up high, ball three. So, again, you're in dangerous territory. A guy who has home run power and power, in fact, to spare. It is Martorella. Marcy takes the walking lead, three balls, one strike. Martorella batting from the left side. Here's the stretch and the pitch, and that ball hard hit out towards second base, and Cooper's got it to the shoot tops. Pitcher's going to have to cover, and my goodness, what an unusual inning. Three putouts in this inning. They are 3-1, 1-3, and 4-1. Now, that doesn't mean a doggone thing, but you don't see it very often. I'll guarantee you that. No runs on a base hit. No errors and one man left on for the Missions. So, a half inning in the books in Saturday evening baseball. Last time around for 2023 is underway. Village Car Wash score. The Missions nothing. And against talented and hard-throwing right-hander Jairo Uriarte, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Jairo Uriarte gets the baseball for the Missions tonight. Right-hander in his 12th appearance with the Missions. He's sixth as a starter. Here's the lineup that we'll face him. Cooper Bowman will lead it off. He moves back to second base in this game. Cooper batting in the leadoff spot at second base. Max Muncy will be the shortstop. Max batting number two. Muncy is at short. Shane McGuire batting third. He's the designated hitter. Shane McGuire, the DH. Lazaro Armenteros, boy, what a series he has had. Left fielder batting cleanup. Lazaro in left. Daniel Susak back in the order behind the plate. Daniel Susak catching, then batting fifth. Here's Cooper, and the first pitch from Uriarte. Down in the way for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jack Winkler, three-run home run last night. That's sixth. Jack Winkler, the third baseman for the Hounds. Juan Fernandez, the Mission's third baseman, cheating way in against Cooper, but he takes up and in ball two. Didn't show any signs of thinking about a bunt, but you certainly have to be aware of it with a great speed. Cooper at 260. Seven homers, 35 driven in, and a bundle of stolen bases. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that's outside ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Uriarte at times can battle command a bit. Again, he strikes out almost two batters per inning. Here's the 3-0 stretch and pitch, and, well, that's up and in ball four. So Cooper draws a four-pitch walk, and, boy, well, now the game is afoot. Got a right-hander on the mound, and Cooper Bowman, 31 steals in 33 attempts. Max Muncy, the batter. The rest of the order, Cameron Masterman in right field batting seventh. Cameron Masterman is in right. William Simonite, the first baseman, bats eighth. Simo at first. Caden Trinkle rounds it out in center field. Caden, batting ninth, center fielder. Pitch by Uriarte, comes right back and fires this one right down the middle at 96, and it's 0-1 to Max. Fernandez again, even with the bag at third base. Max Muncy at 308. Right-handed hitter, stance ever so slightly open. There goes Cooper. Pitch is taken up, and that'll get off the glove of the catcher. That's a steal all the way. He was running. 32 out of 35. And he has been something. Yeah, Cooper is in the top 10 in the league in steals. And basically, he has missed half the season. This is his 63rd game, and this is game number 131 for the Rockhounds. Again, he's been on the IL twice. And again, the only team that's caught him so far is Frisco. Go figure. Pitch to Max. And that's down low, and the count goes 2-1. So a runner in scoring position on the walk and the thievery. And by the way, one of my favorites of all time in the Rockhounds era, really of all of my three decades here, Casey Myers. He and I disagree on stealing third base, at least a little bit. Tell you why I say that. Pitch down and into Max. Ball 3-1. Cooper Bowman is 32 for 35 in stolen bases. He's been caught, obviously, three times, all three by Frisco, twice trying to steal third base. See, Casey, I'm telling you. 3-1, the count. Long set, pitching away by Uriarte. Oh, and that's outside, ball 4. Again, there are times when he has battled consistency of command, and he walks two batters here and does it on 9 pitches. So 2-1 and nobody down. Here's Shane McGuire. See what Bobby Crosby will do here. 2-1 and nobody down. Bottom half of the first inning, no score. See if he has bunt. We're going to go ahead and swing away. Shane does have a couple of sacrifice bunts on the season, but he takes down low. And boy, for right now, he just want to make Uriarte throw a strike. 1-1, no strikes to Shane McGuire, left-handed hitter. 2-1 and nobody down. Stretch and pitch by Uriarte. That's down and in. Boy, that's ball 2. And we talk about it so often, but going to get a visit to the mound here. You could kind of expect that, kind of felt that coming. Uriarte, boy, has thrown only one strike so far. So pitching coach Jeff Andrews, who has been at it a while, one of the really good ones, and he will come out for a visit here. Cooper Bowman walked on 4 pitches. Max Muncy walked on 5, and it's 2-0 to Shane McGuire. So that's 11 pitches and only one strike. Jairo Uriarte, 17 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings. Opposition hitting 230 against him, so very good numbers. The whip is 1.37, so he really doesn't battle command very often. He has 10 walks against 33 strikeouts in his career. Though he is still very young, he has at times battled command. A 2-0 pitch, and that's fouled away. McGuire had a rip at a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. When the Padres signed him, Jairo was both tall and slender, but he really grew taller and stronger. And that velocity went right along with it. Pitch right down the middle, comes back with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2, so after the visit to the mound, a couple of pitching coach strikes for Jeff Andrews. It's 2-2. Right-hander comes set, takes the long look in for the sign. Uriarte, 6-2. Listed at 160. I don't know if that's right or not. Pitch swung on and missed, and Shane McGuire out on strikes. So when did that turn around quickly? And whatever the pitching coach passed along, it worked just fine. 2 walks and now a strikeout. So for the first 11 pitches, 1 was a strike, and then the next 3. Here's Lazaro now. 2 men on and 1 man out. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Long set. Uriarte's pitch drops low. Ball 1. Lazaro at 258. Again, as late as the last week of June, June 24th. That wasn't that long ago. He was well under 200. I mean, well under it. 167. So since that time, and it's a reason to keep the number, in his last 56 games since June 25th, beginning on that day, Lazaro is hitting 305. So you look at 258, doesn't look that impressive, but boy, the last 50 games or so sure have been. Swinging a foul back, and it's 1-1. Been around a while, has Lazaro. First season at the AA level. He signed him as an international free agent back in 2016, but of course very young, as a lot of the kids signed as international free agents are. Here's the 1-1. Both runners going. Pitch is swung on a miss. Here's a throw to third base. Not going to get him. Double steal. Cooper Bowman steals third. Max Muncy steals second. So the Rockhounds get the double steal. Second and third are the runners with one man down. So it's a 1-2 count to Lazaro. Second and third with one away. 33rd steal for Cooper, and for Max, his third. And a swing and a miss. Boy, Uriarte comes right back and on a breaking pitch gets Lazaro. So, boy, interesting first inning really for both pitchers. Joelvy Del Rosario had one assist and two putouts in the first inning. Now, the Texas League has been around almost back to Abraham Lincoln times, so I'm sure it's happened before, but you won't see that very often. Now here's Daniel Susak, two men on, two men out. Pitch right down the middle, fastball strike, 98. Man, for Del Rosario, what an inning. Back-to-back walks, back-to-back whiffs. Three steals in the mix. Second and third with two men down. Pitch from Del Rosario, fouled away, and just that quickly, he's one strike away from getting out of an inning that started very shakily. If indeed that is a word. Bowman at third, Muncy at second. 0-2 count to Daniel Susak, 8 for 24 in his first seven games since coming up to the Rockhounds. First rounder a year ago out of Arizona. 0-2 pitch, just low and away, 97, but down and off the corner, 1-2. Jack Winkler waiting on deck for the Hounds. Del Rosario comes set, hands at the letters, a ball and two strikes. The pitch to Susak, bounced it foul, got out in front and over the top a little bit, but hangs in there at one ball, two strikes. Daniel, no home runs, but five runs driven in seven games. Had a hat trick, in fact, in his debut. Joined the club in Amarillo last week. Here's the one ball, two strike stretch. Second time, pitching away by the right-hander, down and away, and the count goes 2-2. So a lengthy bottom half of the first inning for Jairo Uriarte, but again, he is one strike away from getting out of it. A little glimmer of sunlight creeping up the upslope of the mound. Most of the field in shadows. Left field and center are the exceptions. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. So Uriarte walks the first two batters he faces, throws his first 10 of the first 11 out of the zone, comes back and strikes out the side. Man, you got to love baseball. After one, a broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And one inning in the books, no score.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, and it'll be Cole Cummings to lead it off, the number five hitter. Del Rosario's first pitch, swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and in to the left-handed hitter, 0-1 to Cole Cummings. 241 average for the left-hander, a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Daniel Susak. Count is 0-2. Juan Fernandez and Homer Bush in his double-A debut will follow here in the second inning. Boy, two very different paths to a scoreless first. Mission's got a base hit and then the three bounce outs, all involving the pitcher. And Iriarte, of course, had a journey. Pitched down low for a ball. One ball and two strikes to count. Two walks, basically couldn't throw a strike. Visit from pitching coach Jeff Andrews, and all of a sudden he turns into the Cy Young Award winner and strikes out three in a row. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. Way out in front is Cole Cummings. And that's number one for Joe Elvis Del Rosario. One away for Juan Fernandez, right-handed hitting third baseman. Joe Elvis was claimed last offseason by the A's. He was waived by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the A's signed him pretty quickly. Pitched just down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Assigned to the Rockhounds in the middle of August, so just his fourth start in a called strike here, 1-1 to the Mission's third baseman. Fernandez at 257, one with seven home runs and 45 driven in. Takes well up and in. That one backed him away, and to count two balls and one strike. Joe Elvis made 19 appearances with single-A Lansing, advanced A, bouncing ball foul, but that's wide of third. Jack Winkler will, oh, that's nice, makes the play. He gives that to Luke Montz, and Luke, the Mission's manager, oh, nice toss. Toss that to a young man. Thinks we're in a Baltimore Orioles-looking cap. That's cool. That's good teamwork right there, guys. Two balls, two strikes to count. It was Winkler to Montz to a fan. Good stuff. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch, woo, up and in, and did it hit him? Yeah, I believe it did. Yep, it sure did. So he will take his base. Fernandez tosses the bat away. But it was up and in. Got a little scary, but he's on at first base, and apparently no harm done. So high and tight, and a little bit too much of both. Runner at first base with one away. And here is Homer Bush. When not long ago was playing, in fact, alongside the A's number one draft choice of this season, Jacob Wilson at Grand Canyon University. Takes that well inside for a ball, 1-0. Homer a fourth rounder and Jacob Wilson a first rounder. So Grand Canyon, we've always had, it's been a really good program for a long time. One ball, no strikes. Just rip right back up the middle. Welcome to Double A Baseball, Homer Bush. A line drive, base hit, right back up the middle. So it's two men on and one man down as Bush rips that ball on a line drive single. Has Juan Fernandez ahead of him on the bases. Homer Bush, like his dad, good speed. He'll steal base on you. His dad, Homer Bush, stole 32 in a season with Toronto. Played 7 years, did Homer's dad. Now Connor Hollis, two on, one man down. No score, but the Missions are threatening here in the second. Del Rosario bends one over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. Connor Hollis at 220 against the rest of the planet. And actually closer to 200 or a little bit under against any other team. But, boy, he has been exceptional against the Hounds. He takes, and that's a high strike. Boy, that's got there. Connor reacted. I'm not sure I blame him. Upper edge strike 0-2. Hollis is hitting .378 in the season series, and that includes 14 for 37, so that's not a tiny sample size at all. And he asks for time. Right-handed hitter, plays infield and outfield both. He was with the Missions a year ago as well as Connor. Three home runs, 18 driven in, has 7 of his 18 ribbies against the Hounds. Two men on and one man down. Del Rosario looks at the lead runner. The pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, right field, drifting back. Cameron Masterman straight away and right, not overly deep. Runner will tag, going to come to third base. Masterman's throw will be cut off. So, moving up is Juan Fernandez. Connor Hollis fly ball out to right field. Two men down, and Juan Zabala now with the opportunity, first and third with two men down. Juan Zabala, just his 17th, actually now in his 18th game with the Missions. Right-handed hitting catcher, Daniel Susak will flash the defensive signs to the infield. And Zabala, who is a former Dodger farmhand, came over in a trade between the Dodgers and Padres. Right-handed hitter stands in, stands slightly open. First and third, the runners. Pitch from Del Rosario is up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Ripken Reyes on deck. No score in the top of the second. Shadows lengthening out very quickly this time of year. Left field mostly in shadows unless the ball is hit very deep. Here's the 1-0. That's up and in. That's ball two. Center field will be the field that will battle the sun for a while yet. Caden Trenkel, the Rockhound center fielder, standing right in the sunlight. Long set, 2-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back, and the count goes two balls and one strike. Lázaro Armenteros mentioned in the shadows in left field, but anything hit anywhere near the track, then he'll be looking back into the sun. Outfield billboards are all illuminated, but Lázaro standing in the shadow. Two balls, one strike, first and third. Pitch swung on, chopped toward third base. Jack Winkler makes the play on the infield grass, throws and got it. Nicely handled. The inning is over. Good play by Jack. Just solid defense. No runs on a hit and a hit batsman. No errors and a couple of men are left on base. So to the bottom half of the second inning we go. Rockhounds and the San Antonio Missions. Game 5 of a 6-game series. In our Village Car Wash score of the ball game, Hounds nothing, Missions nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And, of course, our next half-price hot dog night, our next two-for-one ticket night, a little bit longer of a wait this time. That would be April of 2024. Well, that is still just slightly scary to say. We go to the bottom half of the second inning, and it'll be 6, 7, and 8 for the Rockhounds. Jack Winkler, Cameron Masterman, and William Simonite face the right-hander, Jairo Iriarte. Rated a top 20 prospect for the San Diego Padres, the Major League parent club of the San Antonio Missions. Jack Winkler will lead it off. He's hitting .240 on the season, has 4 home runs, and one of them came last night. And, boy, it was a laser on a line drive out of here. No score, bottom half of the second inning. Each team has had an opportunity or two in this game already. Pitch, boy, high strike. Just got there outside edge, 0-1. Hounds had two men on, nobody out in the first inning. Missions had two on just a couple of moments ago with one man down. Pitch, and that's called strike two. So, Uriarte, all of a sudden, after Boy, just unable to find the zone to the first two batters in a couple of pitches, and since then he has been dialed in. The 0-2 stretch and pitching, a swing and a miss, and Jack chased that one down and away. So that's four consecutive strikeouts. Man, go figure. And again, he averages right about that, right about two strikeouts per inning. So one away, and that'll bring up Cameron Masterman, right-handed hitter. He's the right fielder. Cameron to 274. Uriarte's pitch, that's well outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jairo has made one appearance against the Hounds. That was in the series just a couple of weeks back at Nelson Wolf Stadium. 1-0 pitch. We just got there. Called strike, knee high, inside edge, 1-1. Didn't go deep in that game, 2 1/3. Gave up only one hit. A couple of runs, one earned. He walked one, struck out five. Pitch to Masterman, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2 now to Cameron. So four consecutive strikeouts by Uriarte, and now a 1-2 count on the Hounds right fielder. Uriarte with that leg kick delivery, and a called third strike outside corner. So upper edge strike, and my goodness, look at his line in this game. Remarkable. Back-to-back walks on nine pitches and five strikeouts since. Now William Simonite. Simo, the number eight hitter in the order, 236, the batting average. First pitch swung on and missed. 97 with a fastball, elevated a bit, 0-1. And boy, the break-in period apparently is all over for Jairo Uriarte. The 0-1 pitch, and that's going to get there. Called strike of the knees, 0-2. Boy, changed elevations, inside and outside parts of the plate, and Simo's down 0-2. This commercial break, I'm going to count up the pitch total since Jeff Andrews visited the mound. He was swinging a little roller out towards shortstop, charging as Reyes, going to make the play on the move, throws and got him. Good play by Ripken. That ball took forever to get to him, but had just enough time to get Simo. Good play by Ripken Reyes. Inning is over. Rock Hounds. That is the first baseball, by the way, that the Hounds have put in play in this game. Two walks and five strikeouts to the first seven batters. So we go to the top half of the third, and after two complete here at Rocky Town, Village Car Wash score is a scoreless tie.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third and the top of the order. Ripken Reyes, Jacob Marcy, and Graham Pauley to face Joe Elvis Del Rosario. No score. Ripken bounced out first base to pitcher his first time. Takes down and in for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Did the numbers, by the way, on Jairo Uriarte. Boy, visit to the mound. pitch down and in. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. When Jeff Andrews went to the mound, Jairo had thrown 11 pitches, 10 of them for balls. So one of his first 11 was a strike. Then Jeff went to the mound. Here's the 2-0. Reyes looks to bunt, draws the bat back, takes a strike. Now 2-1. Since the visit to the mound, Iriarte has thrown 23 pitches, 19 for strikes. And he struck out 5 batters. 2-1 pitch, and that's fouled back. Count 2-2 to Ripken Reyes. Switch hitting shortstop. Asks for time here. Well, he's now second in the league in on-base percentage. Remember, the Springfield Cardinals is 0.03 ahead of him. He awaits 2-2. Pitch from Del Rosario, low and away ball 3, 3-2 the count. And Reyes with 30 steals on this season. He's been caught 7 times, but he's got 30 bags. And scoreless game, you don't want to offer up a free pass. Jacob Marcy, who's had a really good series, waiting on deck. Twist in the 3-2. That ball hit in the air to right field. And this ball's going to do some damage. That's going to get into the bullpen. And that may have gotten up onto the berm. That is gone. That is a home run for Ripken Reyes. 3-2 pitch, turned on it, launched it high in the air, and found that short place down in the right field corner. That might have just cleared the back of the bullpen. Tough to tell from here, but that's a solo home run for Ripken Reyes, and the Missions have the lead 1-0 on Ripken's sixth of the year. So a 1-0 San Antonio lead. Reyes with his 44th RBI, by the way, to go with that sixth home run of the season. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Jacob Marcy. Ripken Reyes playing in his 112th game, so he's basically been an everyday guy. Here's the 1-0 from Del Rosario. That ball lined back up the middle. That's a base hit into right center field, actually. Over to cut it off is Caden Trankel. Big turn, but now putting on the brakes is Marcy, but a base hit. So back-to-back hits to lead off the third inning. One man on and nobody down with a run across. Ripken Reyes, again, is playing in his 112th game. He has 6 home runs this season, half of them against the Hounds. He has 21 hits against the Rockhounds, 18 singles, and 3 home runs. Baseball is goofy. Here's Graham Pauly, left-handed hitter. Runner goes, got a great jump, pitches up and away, throw, no way, no how. Boy, that's just a great jump by Marcy. Had that bag stolen, boy, basically before the pitch was even thrown. So one ball, no strikes to Graham Pauly. Bounced out pitcher to first base his first time. So a home run, a single, and a steal, and Marcy, boy, dancing off the bag. He did that the other night as well. Pitched to the outside half of the plate, a called strike. It's 1-1. He was really active as a base runner. Has been off and on in this series. And maybe catch the eye of the pitcher and distract him a bit. Not as much this time. Set and pitched by Del Rosario. Slipped off the fingertips, up and away for a ball. 2-1. Graham Pauly at 327. Hadn't been a member of the Missions all that long, just 13 games. But he's been very good, obviously. Good batting average and draws some walks as well. Left-handed hitter taps that left shoulder with the bat. Takes just outside, and it's a 3-1 count. Nobody down in the inning. Graham Pauly at the plate, the cleanup batter in the order. Nathan Martorella waiting on deck. Missions with an early 1-0 lead. Field pretty much all in shadows now as Del Rosario delivers. This ball is hit in the air to right center field. And that ball will get down. They're going to drop for a base hit and maybe for extras. And that is going to drive home a run with ease. And hustling into second base with a sliding double is Graham Pauly. So the Missions really getting here to Joe Elvis Del Rosario. A home run by Reyes. Sharp single by Marcy and a double in the gap to right center field by Graham Pauly. And in to score again, the stolen base comes up big there as Jacob Marcy, who has good speed, scores with ease from second base. So that's 3 consecutive hits to open the inning. Daniel Susak will go out and have a visit. Max Muncy from shortstop will join that conversation. So a 2-0 Mission's lead, runner in scoring position with nobody out. Nathan Martorella bounced out second base to pitcher in the first inning. Left-handed hitter, a couple of home runs and 13 driven in. Batting from the left side. Baseball America pointed out something interesting about him. Goes back a little ways. Pitch swung on, bouncing ball right back to the mound. They got the runner off second base. Throw comes to Muncy. Backing him down now, Jack Winkler, and he will flip to Cooper Bowman for the out. So good play there by Joe Elvis. He made a really good play. So that'll go 1-6-5-4. Fielder's choice for Martorella, and he is on at first base. And I think I actually got that rundown correctly. Look out. Sure. 8 games to go in the season. I finally get a rundown properly. I think that's 2 for the entire year. Here's Cole Cummings. 1 on and 1 man down. And the out, of course, coming at second. Pitch inside to hit him, and it did. And Joe Elvis is not happy with himself. So Cole Cummings hit by a pitch. And right back to a runner in scoring position here. Still just 1 man down. Juan Fernandez, the batter, he was hit by a pitch his first time up. Fernandez, right-handed hitter, Juan, who is a catcher as well. We've seen him at both corner infield spots as well as behind the plate. Two men on and one man down. Joe Elvis from the stretch. Glance at second. Pitch to the plate. Stays up high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Juan Fernandez from Valencia, Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent back in 2016. Rests that bat on the shoulder and pops it up as the pitch is delivered. And he swings and misses down and away. 1 ball and 1 strike. By the way, I mentioned the North Division that was glancing at a ballgame. Springfield starts their Saturday games a little earlier than the other teams. Here's the 1-1 stretch, pitched by Joel. It's down and away. Nice backhanded stop by Daniel Susak. Picked that nicely, too, and won the count. Springfield has caught Wichita for the second half lead with just 8 games to go. And again, these clubs, the Missions and Hounds, will face the Cardinals in Winsurge next week. 2-1 stretch. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Ground ball. Shortstop. Here's Max. Goes to second base for 1. Cooper's turn. Throws to first base. And he got him. 6-4-3. Double play. And boy, was that needed for Joelvis Del Rosario. But a rough inning is in the books. Helped his own cause with a good defensive play. And gets a nice one behind him here with a 6-4-3 double play. Follow up on the North Division race coming up. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. The Missions are on top. Village Car Wash score after 2.5. San Antonio 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia this Saturday evening will include an accomplishment that is unique in baseball history, plus wiffle balls and shovels. Honest, that is on the way. Go to the bottom half of the third inning of play. It's 2-0 San Antonio, 9-1-2 in the Hounds order as Caden Trinkle will lead it off. And back up top, Cooper Bowman and Max Muncy. They both reached base to start this game, but boy, since then, Jairo Uriarte hadn't given up anything. So here's Caden Trinkle now to lead it off. Left-handed hitter. 255 is the batting average for Caden. Swings and misses. Comes up empty. 97 on the fastball. Again, really good life to it as well. 0-1 to count. Caden waggles that bat a little as he waits. Takes up and away for a ball. Make it a one ball, one strike count. Juan Fernandez. Boy, his toes almost up to the infield grass at third base. Now back pedals about three or four steps. Still even with the bag, though. Play him to pull on the right side of the infield, do the missions, and a roller to shortstop. Rifkin Reyes is there, going to hurry a little bit. Boy, Caden runs well, but he is out. One man down, 6-3 goes the put out.
Okay.
Again, so the first time through the order, Rockhounds two walks, five strikeouts, and then a couple of ground outs to shortstop. So putting the ball in play only twice, the first nine plate appearances against the right-hander Iriarte. Cooper, a walk and a pair of stolen bases, his 32nd and 33rd. Takes way low and outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Walked on four pitches, stole second, stole third. Well, not only does he have 33 thieveries, 92% on the base paths. A swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Mentioning Springfield Cardinals tying the Wichita Wind Surge. Tempted to say Wranglers every once in a while. That was the old name in Wichita for a long time. Here's the 1-1. Ball swung on, hit high in the air to right field. Drifting back is Hollis. Does he have room? That ball, bullpen bound, and it got in there. Solo sidewalk souvenir. Cooper Bowman, boy, those will drive you nuts if you're a pitcher. It really will. Fly ball to right. Hollis made a brilliant effort to make that catch, and Cooper will touch the dish. So both leadoff guys in this ball game, top of the order with home runs, both to the short porch and right. Reyes' home run carried further to be sure. It might have cleared the bullpen. Again, it's not always clear from here. But Cooper definitely a short porch home run, just plopped down to that bullpen. Swing and a miss by Max Muncy. It's 0-1. Well, again, yeah, you feel for Iriarte. There are probably two or three ballparks in this league that does sneak out. There are some short porches, most of them in right field, in fact. Pitch down low, 1-1. But this one, I think, is probably the most reachable. And, of course, in Amarillo, anything is there. It's a whole different kind of deal. The backup pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. Rest of this ballpark, not overly home run friendly at all. Of course, the wind has a lot to do with that, and there isn't much tonight. Here's the one ball, two strike stretch, and the pitch, and that is just outside. I will guarantee you, Juan Zabala thought that was a strike. He was ready to pop out of that crouch and zing the ball around the horn. Two balls, two strikes. Very close pitch. 2-1 San Antonio leads. The 2-2 pitch to Max Muncy swung on and missed, and he is out on strikes. Breaking ball away. Well, Zabala giving up basically a fly ball that just snuck out of here, but that's one of the idiosyncrasies of the ballpark. And that is six strikeouts now. Here's Shane McGuire. Bases empty, two men down with one run across. Here's Yarte's first pitch, down and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, Springfield, again, tying Wichita, and Springfield has jumped out in front of Tulsa. They trailed early. They now lead the Drillers 7-2. Tulsa has just fallen off the face of the planet since the end of the first half. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-0. Man, they are struggling. And Corpus Christi has jumped ahead of Wichita 5-1. Well, Springfield Cardinals, I don't know, I'm from North Division teams. Two or three of them I really like a lot. Swinging a foul straight back. Always great hospitality in Springfield. I've always enjoyed going there since they joined the league in, I think, what is it, 05? Sounds about right. Cardinals have won one Texas League title since joining the league. Former El Paso franchise. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Way up, way back to the screen. Down goes 3-1 now to Shane McGuire. Shane a strikeout his first time. Cardinals will be at San Antonio next week, and you never know, that could be a preview of the Texas League Championship Series. Hounds will be at Wichita. looking to turn their fortunes around against the wind surge. Three balls, one strike, stretching pitch by Uriarte, and up, down low, and Shane McGuire. You know, I was about to say, Shane took a caller last night, and that just does not happen very much. Draws a walk. Shane McGuire in his last 18 games coming in, a .458 on base percentage, and in his last 25, .434. That's a really good stretch. A lot of bases on balls. One man on, two down for Lazaro. Right-handed hitting outfielder takes up and in for ball one. One ball, no strike. Strikeout victim his first time up. Amarillo leading Arkansas. 4-1, bottom of the third inning at Dickey Stevens Park. I do believe the inevitable is underway. Amarillo on its way to a second half title. Here's the 1-0 pitch and a big swing into this by Lazaro. Count goes 1-1. 258 average, 14 homers, and 72 driven in for Lazaro Armenteros. 8 for 17 in the series, including a strikeout in the first inning. Swings and sends a sharp bouncing ball to second base. Be an easy play, though, for Pauly. He is there, makes the throw to first in the inning. He is over. So the Rockhounds sneak one into that right field bullpen, and in doing so, they will chop the lead in half. One run on a base hit and a walk, and one man left on base. And after three, with totals and some trivia coming up, our Village Car Wash score. The San Antonio Missions 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Couple of solo home runs and an RBI single that has given the San Antonio Missions the lead. RBI double for giving Graham Pauly. So a 2-1 ball game. Just realized on my card that I covered up the RBI for Graham. He'd then gotten a run down off second base, but he drove in a run. And that is the difference in the ball game. Ripken Reyes solo home run for San Antonio. Cooper Bowman for the Rockhounds. And we go to the fourth inning. And Homer Bush singled his first time, and he bounces this pitch foul. 0-1 to the newest of the many new members of the Missions, and Homer at the AA level batting 1,000. Swings and sends a high pop-up, foul ball. Good chase by William Simonite. You always get the great effort from Simo. That ball will drift out of play. It's 0-2. Homer Bush, Connor Hollis, and Juan Zabala, bottom third of the order in the top of the fourth inning. Homer Bush, right-handed hitter. And Grand Canyon University, where he played this year, chopper over the pitcher's head. It's going to be a tough play, barehanded, but yeah, no way to get him. Really good play by Cooper Bowman. That's as good as you can do. Base hit for Bush. He's got good speed. That was a little bouncer, a little kind of a mini Baltimore chop over the head of the pitcher. And Cooper Bowman made an absolutely beautiful play in full stride, barehanded. Good throw to first, but Bush is too quick, and he beats it out. So base hit. He's still batting 1,000 at AA. Connor Hollis, the batter, flew out to right field his first time up. Bush leaning. Oh, he threw first. They got him. Yeah, he's picked off. He was leaning, and Del Rosario picked him off. So Homer Bush still batting 1,000, but he's picked off first base for the out. Base is empty, one away. with Hollis at the plate. Well, you just see, sometimes you just see leaning a little bit. Wasn't going, but that, again, the weight was kind of leaning on his right side and didn't get back in time. Ground ball up the middle, and boy, that pickoff is big now. That's a base hit for Connor Hollis, who continues to just absolutely traumatize the Rockhounds. Base hit up the middle. Do the math on Connor Hollis for you. That's his 15th base hit in 39 at-bats against the Hounds. He's hitting .385 against the Rockhounds. Again, mentioned, and it's just an oddity, he's hitting .220 overall. That includes, of course, the Hounds. So Connor probably a little under .200 against the rest of the league. A swing and a miss by Juan Zabala. It's 0-1. And, of course, it's not all that unusual. You will see pitchers who just have, for whatever the reason, a mastery over a given opponent in a league. Division rivals don't meet as often as they used to, but they still play a good amount of times. 24 games is the usual now. Pitch inside for a ball, one ball and a strike. Not long ago, when there were only 8 teams in the league, you faced two of your division rivals 32 times and the other 28. And that is a lot. Here's the 1-1 pitch down and away for a ball. 2-1 to count. And even with the new schedule, you don't often see a guy, say, with 100 at-bats against a given opponent. But just for example, Ripken Reyes has 81 at-bats against the Hounds. Here's a swing and a line drive opposite field. Base hit in the right. Handled on a hop by Cameron Masterman, but a sharp base hit. Zabala goes opposite way. And that's 3 base hits in a row in this inning. The pickoff now is all the bigger. Here is Ripken Reyes. And that's 8 base hits now for the Missions. San Antonio 2 runs, 8 hits, including the 3 in this inning. 2-7-0. Rockhounds 1 run, 1 hit. A couple of walks to start the game, but that was quickly turned around when Uriarte navigated the strike zone. Struck out the side after 2 opening walks. Top of the order for Reyes, who homered his last time. Ripken swings and lines one. Right field side, fair or foul. That is a fair ball into the right field corner. That will score 1 run at least, and I believe that's going to score 2. The relay throw, and coming for third base is Reyes. Throw comes home. All runners safe. Triple for Reyes. Drives in 2. Into the right field corner, and Ripken Reyes has driven in 3 of the Mission's 4 runs in this game with a home run and a triple. And he's halfway to the cycle already, and he's got the 2 toughest ones. Triple down the right field line. Connor Hollis scoring from second base, and Zabala all the way around from first. Boy, and again, a pickoff is the only out in this inning. Pitch ground ball down the line. That's handled beautifully. Simonite right on the bag makes the catch and steps on the bag. Maybe just touches it with a glove. Boy, a shot off the bat of Jacob Marcy. He was 2-for-2, and before I could tell you he was 2-for-2, he almost doubled down the line, and Simo made a really good play and a sharply hit ball. 2 down in the inning, and the batter will be Graham Pauly. He is 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI. So it's now the Mission's leading 4-1. Pauly waits. Stretch and pitch, swung on, fouled back, count, no balls and a strike. So 9 base hits, including 4 consecutive hits in this inning. Missions had 3 hits in a row, beginning with Reyes' home run in the third. And 4 consecutive, capped by the Reyes triple. Ground ball, foul, wide of first, fairly sharply hit, 0-2. And again, the Rockhounds, you got to give part of it to the iPad and the other part of it to William Simonite at first base, but they had Jacob Marcy played pretty well perfectly. That ball hit right at the bag, and Simon was there. 0-2 count. Del Rosario set. Delivery ground to the dirt. The count goes 1-2. And the Missions have had the better of it pretty much this entire ball game, and they have now extended the lead a bit. 4 runs on 9 hits to 1 run, 1 hit. Graham Pauly, left-handed hitter, runner at third, 2 men down. Del Rosario from the stretch and pitch, and that's down and in. Ball two, two balls, two strikes. Nathan Marchiarello would be next here for San Antonio if they extend this fourth inning any further. Joe Elvis out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Right-hander's pitch, and that is fouled away. Count stays two balls and two strikes. Molly, a left-hander hitter, mentioned one for two in this game. He has had a really good series. He's 5 for 12. Stretch of pitch by Del Rosario. Got him called third strike inside corner. Paulie really disagrees with that call. He stepped back from that pitch a little bit, but was deemed to have found the inside corner. So strikeout number two for Joe Elvis, but not before the Missions add to the lead. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth and tell you a tale about an amazing accomplishment, one and only. It's only happened one time, may never happen again. Village Car Wash score, Missions 4, Rockhounds 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Daniel Susak leads it off, and boy, he looks at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball strike from Jairo Uriarte. Daniel, one of the five consecutive strikeout victims in the first and second innings for Uriarte. Here's his 0-1. Just up and away for a ball, one ball, one strike. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia on this date. Absolutely remarkable accomplishment. Unequaled. One ball, one strike. Uriarte's pitch backs up but down and in. Two balls and a strike. This guy became the first and still the only major league hitter ever to have 200 or more hits in 10 consecutive seasons. Stunning. 2-1. Fouled away, 2-2. First ever, still the only. 200 or more hits in 10 consecutive seasons. Obviously, that is a decade and more than 2,000 hits. Really remarkable. 2-2 pitch. Boy, they called third strike. I think Daniel knew it. Well, that was a fastball, a little bit of run on it, and just got knee-high outside corner. My goodness, at 97, what do you do with that? You walk back to the dugout, I guess, is what you do. Seven strikeouts for Uriarte. Again, five in a row after walking the first two batters of the game. Now Jack Winkler. And he is one of the strikeout victims in this game. Uriarte delivers, swing and a miss. That time a little off speed, but had Jack way out in front of it. Missions 4, Rockhounds 1. Hounds have had precious little against Uriarte. Pitch to the outside corner called strike 0-2. He has walked the first two batters of the game, as mentioned. He did walk Shane McGuire since. And the home run by Cooper Bowman, which was basically just a slightly extended fly ball. Here's the 0-2. Popped in the air. Playable near home plate. Anyone? Anyone? Yep, be the first baseman. Cole Cummings will make the catch. The only reason I chuckled there, the pitcher was looking, and I don't mean frantic, but he was looking kind of concerned. And I'm not sure if Juan Zabala got a really good read on where the baseball was. Third baseman was coming in, but Juan Fernandez didn't look overly convinced he had it. But in from first base came Cole Cummings, and almost just calm, cool, collected, and casual. Gloves the ball for the out. No problem, fellas. I got it. Here's Cameron Masterman. Who was that guy with the 10 consecutive 200-hit seasons? Remarkable hitter. Pitching a foul away, it's 0-1. And I would think, we saw him a couple of times in person, but one of the most remarkable hitters to watch. I don't know if quite unique would be a perfect word, but close. Here's the 0-1. That ball is lined, but foul right field side, 0-2. We'll give you a little bit about him. Did it on this date, 2010, so a very much modern-era player. Played for several teams. He started and finished his career with the same team. 0-2 pitch. Boy, just outside. One ball, two strikes to Cameron Masterman. Cameron called out on strikes in the second inning, 0-1. 274 coming into the game. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. The inning is over, and Ariarte has been absolutely, since really after the first two batters, he has just flat been dominant in this game. Trivia answer, and more baseball on the way. We go to the top half of inning number 5 here at Rocky Town, and our Village Car Wash score of the ball game, San Antonio 4, and the Rockhounds 1.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Saturday evening baseball, and boy, the sun setting here in West Texas, and the sun is about to set on the home season for 2023. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the bright sunlight, and that's going to be it here. Rockhounds head to Wichita for the final week of the season. San Antonio was mentioned going home. They'll face Springfield. Well, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday evening with us, and for those of you who have been around along this journey the entire year, and maybe for several before this, thank you so much for allowing us to stumble through this season at times. We go to the top half of the fifth inning, and the batter is Nathan Martorella. Takes down and away, ball 1-0. Joe Elvis Del Rosario to face the middle third of the order in the top of the fifth inning, and he bends one over the heart of the plate for a called strike. It's 1-1. Always a pleasure to bring you the ball games. Just like the baseball team itself. You have your ups, your downs, your whiffs. The occasional good swing. Here's a swing and a miss. The count goes 1-2. But honest to goodness, no cliche intended. An absolute pleasure and privilege to be with you. Trivia from Hilliard IT Solutions. He became the first major leaguer ever, the only ever. 10 consecutive 200-hit seasons on this date. We'll tell you about it in a little bit. 1-2 pitch. Up high, ball 2. And in fact, he played on both sides of the Pacific and was one of the best wherever he played. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Boy, just low. And the crowd reacted to that. Pitch just missed to Martorella. Nathan bounced out second base to the pitcher, and Bounced into a fielder's choice, 0 for 2. Pitch. Boy, just missed again. Not by much, but ball four, so leadoff man on here in the fifth. Yep, Ichiro Suzuki, who played for a good number of years in Japan's major leagues, and then, of course, came over to Major League Baseball. First position player to be, what is the word? Oh, gosh, now I've forgotten the word, and I didn't write it down, but first position player to be basically offered to the major leagues. Pitch high to Cole Cummings for ball one. Cole is 0 for 1, a hit batsman and a strikeout. And Ichiro was absolutely brilliant. 10 seasons in a row with 200 or more hits. Nobody's ever done that except him. Fly ball, left field. Drifting back is Lazaro near the track, but he's got room and makes the play. Cummings flies out to deep left field, but an out and one man down. Batter will be Juan Fernandez, hit batsman, and he's bounced into a double play. Ichiro for 17 consecutive seasons. Now, this started in Japan and then 10 seasons in the major leagues, his first 10 with the Mariners. For those 17 seasons, he was both an all-star and a gold glove winner. Both swinging a foul back. Count is 0-1. His consistency was absolutely remarkable. He won 9 league batting titles, including 7 in a row in Japan. And in 2001, he was just brilliant with Seattle. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that ball popped foul out of play. Count 0-2 now to Fernandez. He won the batting title, won the stolen base title, was the Rookie of the Year and the MVP. And, of course, there were some who didn't care for him being Rookie of the Year. I would understand that because he was not only a guy that played in Japan's major leagues, but obviously one of the great players there. But he was also the American League MVP that season. 0-2 set. One man on, one man down. Pitch down the way. One ball, two strikes. Ichiro, just such an entertaining guy at the plate. Moved around a little bit in the box the way he set up. Had that wonderful regiment before each pitch. Here's the 1-2. Swinging that ball, well hit. Left field going back is Lazaro Armenteros. He is still going back. Looks up and will make the catch right against the wall. Lazaro Armenteros, nice defensive play. That ball wasn't going to get out of here, but boy, it doggone near put a dent in the wall. But Lazaro got there and against the left field wall, or maybe a stride shy of it perhaps, makes that catch. Well hit ball by Fernandez, and he is retired. Two men down, and here is Homer Bush Jr., 2 for 2. Singled up the middle, and then a little infield single and a mini Baltimore chop. Takes a strike, and it's 0-1 from Del Rosario. Give you a number on Ichiro from 2004 that I think a couple of numbers that are just remarkable. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball sharply hit left side. Winkler will make the play. Goes the short way to second for the out. So Martorella is retired. Fielder's choice inning over. Boy, Homer Bush is get a base hit that time, but he hit it sharply. Gave himself a chance, but Winkler ranged to his left and got there for the out. So no runs, no hits, a walk, and a man left. And we'll keep this one here. A little Hilliard IT Solutions trivia for you about the amazing Ichiro Suzuki. In 2004, there was a 56-game stretch. Now, of course, he didn't have a 56-game hit streak. He had, I believe it was 8, 20 or more game hit streaks in his career. But there was a 56-game stretch in 2004 in which Ichiro Suzuki hit 450. That's 56 games. That's more than 2 months of baseball. In his 56-game hit streak, Joe DiMaggio, and he was, I mean, remarkable, off the charts, interplanetary good, hit 408 over those 56 games. Ichiro won a 56-game stretch in 2004, hit 450. And in that season, he hit 400 against left-handed pitching, and he was a left-handed hitter, was Ichiro. I read this about him. This is really cool. Ichiro Suzuki, at age 7, had basically fallen in love with baseball. So he asked his father to to teach him how to become a better player. Now, this is a little over the top, but when you know, and again, just the type of person that Ichiro is from all accounts, it was something he had a passion for, and his dad started this daily routine they did together. Remember, he was 7 when he started it. He would throw 50 pitches, field 50 infield balls and 50 outfield balls, hit 500 pitches, 250 from a pitching machine, which his dad bought, and 250 that his dad threw. His dad must have had a good arm. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and here's Simo to lead it off. William Simonite takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. 4-1 San Antonio, bottom of the fifth inning, 8-9-1 in the Hounds' order. Caden Trinkle and up top to Cooper Bowman to follow. 4-1 missions. Good backup pitch by Uriarte. Gets there for a strike. It's 1-1. Uriarte has just been outstanding. Again, one hit. That was basically a fly ball that extended just enough to get into the bullpen. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Simo bounced out to shortstop on a really nice play by Ripken Reyes that ended the second inning. Ball took a while to get to short. Reyes made a really nice play and threw just in time to get him. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Simon. I bounced foul. Count 1-2. That's something I'm talking about. Ichiro Suzuki at 7 years of age, every day with his dad, he threw 50 pitches, fielded 50 infield balls, 50 outfield balls, fly balls, I'm guessing. Hit 500 pitches, 250 off the pitching machine and 250 from dad. Pitch up high, and it's 2-2. I was reading a really good piece about him, just a couple of very quick things. He, as a little leaguer, gives you a great indication of the dedication he had. Here's the 2-2. Swung on a high foul ball out of play off to the right. As a little leaguer, Ichiro had the word concentration written on the inside of his glove. I think that's really cool. I mean, that's a kid. A lot of us adults should probably do that. This one included. Check swing, did he go? Boy, yeah, not even an appeal needed. So William Simonite out on strikes. That's 9 whiffs for Uriarte. Again, he had 5 in a row at one point after struggling out of the gate. Now here's Caden Trinkle. Last thing of this article from Ichiro Suzuki. He wasn't a big guy at all. Not a big, very average-looking guy. And he even said that, and he said he hoped that would be inspiration to kids who watched him. Pitch up and away for a ball, but he was really strong. He built strength and stamina. I love this. He would toss car tires. And this is the other thing that he did, I think, is so cool. 1-0 pitch, that'll get there, called strike. And I would love to know where he came up with this or whoever came up with it. Ichiro would hit wiffle balls with a heavy shovel. Hey, it worked. Here's the 1-1. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2 balls and a strike. Turned into one of the most remarkable hitters, really. Got to be on the all-time list. And what consistency. And on this day, 10th straight season with 200 or more hits in that season. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Caden bounced out to Ripken Reyes, his first time up. Hounds haven't put the ball in play very much, in fact, in this game. Couple of walks, 9 strikeouts. 3 walks, actually, total in the game, including the first 2 batters of the game. Swing and a foul tip. Count stays 2-2. So the Hounds have put the ball in play 4 1/3 innings in. They have put the ball in play 5 times. One of those got into the bullpen in right. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball right side. That'll be handled in a short hop nicely by Pauly. Throw to first base is in time. And Caden Trinkle is one of only 2 guys in the ball club that has not struck out so far against Uriarte. And here's the other, Cooper Bowman, a walk and a home run. And Cooper, a walk, a couple of steals. So he's had a very good ball game, 1-for-1, the base on balls and steals numbers 32 and 33. Base is empty, 2 down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch up and in on the Fastball to 95. Well, fireworks night, and so far the visiting team has had far the better of it. That one of those Murphy's Law things going here tonight. 1-0 pitch, way down and away and back to the screen. You know, we kids sometimes, and I cannot remember which of the, we've had such wonderful pitching coaches over the years. Some of them are just some of my favorite people in the game, and I cannot remember which one of the guys it was that said there ought to be an unofficial stat on strikes after pitching coach visits. Here's a fastball strike to Cooper. It's 2-1. So always make that reference, but boy, Jeff Andrews ought to get a trophy for this one. Uriarte, since that visit from Jeff, has just been lights out. 2-1 pitch, and that's high ball 3. So here he does go 3-1 to Cooper. But after walking the first two batters, this is only the second time he has now had a three-ball count of any kind. Pitch to Bowman. That's inside. So Cooper, two walks now in this ball game, and he's on base with two men down. So four walks for Uriarte. Twice he has walked Cooper Bowman. Max Muncy, the batter. Max walked in the first inning. So if you're just coming on board, Jairo Uriarte, walked Cooper Bowman on four pitches, Max Muncy on five, and then went 2-0 to Shane McGuire. So 11 pitches, one strike. Delivery, and that will miss inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Jeff Andrews came to the mound with two on, nobody out, and a 2-0 count. And Uriarte's next 23 pitches, 19 were strikes. And he struck out three batters in a row and five batters in a row into the second. The swing and a ball hit sharply, but foul. Ooh, left side. Oh, I don't know. That snuck into the stands, I think. Quite see where that ball went. One ball, one strike. Shane McGuire on deck. One man on, two down. Bottom of the fifth inning. Missions 4, Rockhounds 1. Ripken Reyes, the difference in this game, a three-run lead. He's got three ribbies. 1-1 set. Bowman runs, pitch down and away. Throw no way, no how. That's three in the ball game for Cooper. Two balls and one strike to Max Muncy. Well, that is 34 out of 37 now for Cooper Bowman. Swiped five last year. Did he? No. Who did against Wichita? Help me. Obviously, it wasn't Cooper. Pitch up and in for a ball. Oh, who had the five steals? Oh, Max Schumann. That's right. Boy, that one almost got away from me. One of my favorites, too, Max the Burglar. And now the burglar here is Cooper Bowman on at second base. There are two men down, a 3-1 count. Now to Max Muncy. It's from Uriarte, swing and a miss, good breaking pitch away, and the count is 3-2 now. Full count to the hound, shortstop. Max, a walk and a steal in the first, and struck out swinging in the third inning. Two-out walk to Cooper Bowman. On now at second base, stretched by Uriarte, full count, first base open. Pitch to Muncy, bounce up high, ball four, so Max draws a walk. Well, five bases on balls, four of them. Measures Bowman and Muncy, and now here comes Luke Montz, and so that's going to be it for Uriarte. Well, that's really frustrating for Jairo. He has pitched very well in this game. He did walk five batters, walked the first two and the last two he faced, when in between he was not quite unhittable, but close to it. But he departs the game 4 2/3 innings, so not eligible for a decision in this game, even though he allowed only one hit. And again, that was a fly ball that just cleared the right field fence. 4 2/3, one hit, one run. It was earned, five walks and nine strikeouts. So the walk total a little high, but again, kind of started and ended it with some control issues. And in between, he was tremendous. So the Missions, with an interesting soundtrack in the background, we'll go and get Justin Lopez out of the bullpen. He will inherit first and second. And there are two men down in the inning, and he will become the pitcher of record in this game. Will Justin Lopez here in the fifth inning. right-hander will face Shane McGuire. And Shane will be the tying run at the plate. So Mission's going to the bullpen to check the numbers on right-hander Justin Lopez, making his 36th appearance, second only on the team to Lake Bacher. Lopez has been very solid all the way around. He is 2-1, a 4.04 ERA. He's been good down the stretch, has 4 saves and 5 opportunities. He's been tough to hit, only 31 hits in 42 and a third. So the opposition, Texas League, hitting just 209 against him, 1.32 whip he has. Walked 25 batters, he struck out 40. So right about a strikeout per inning for Justin Lopez. Right-hander will now face Shane McGuire. This ball game, again, a lot going on. Rockhounds actually went in order 3 times in the first 4 innings. Missions have had base runners on in every inning. So here's Shane. He struck out in the first, walked in the third. Left-handed hitter takes a strike just got there at the knees from Lopez. 0-1 the count. Boy, that was 95. Lopez set, hands to the belt. Play kick and pitch, and that ball lined into right field, a base hit. Going to send the runner home. Here is Connor Hollis's throw. Got a chance. No, it doesn't. Run scores, and both runners advance. Cooper Bowman drove in the first and with a home run, and he scores the second. And Shane McGuire, boy, he continues to be, he's really been solid at the plate over the last month plus. Line drive that just had enough air under it to get over the glove of Cole Cummings into right field for a base hit. So RBI single to right. Max Muncy comes around to third. Shane McGuire advances to second on the throw. That run, of course, goes to Iriarte. And now it is 4-2, and the tying runs in scoring position for Lazaro Armenteros. 4-2, the score. Pitch down and away. Good stop. Zabala had to come out of his crouch and caught that ball basically in the back line of the left-hand batter's box. Shane McGuire with the RBI pitch. Outside corner got there. Count goes 1-1. So it's Muncy at third, McGuire at second. There are 2 down in the inning. Tying runs in scoring position. Lopez is pitched, and that's down and away. And the count goes 2-1. Lazaro 0-2. Struck out in the first, bounced out to second base to end the third inning. It's in that crouch. 2-1 pitch. Takes down and away ball 3. So a hitter's count here to a guy who's been really, really good of late. The kick and the pitch on the way to Lazaro. That's down and away. Ball 4. Boy, he continues to get on base at a tremendous rate. Bases are loaded for Daniel Susak. Lazaro Armenteros has now reached base in 11 straight games. He's hitting right about .425 in that stretch. And he's been on base well over half the time in that 10-game stretch. Now here's Susak. He struck out twice against Iriarte. Swings and a hearty ball at shortstop, and it's going to be knocked down. Throw to first base. He beat it, I think. Yes, he did. Daniel Susak. Boy, a good play by Reyes to keep that from getting into left field. And Susak, boy, give the big guy some credit. He hustled down the line and beat that by the bat of an eye. In the score is Max Muncy. RBI infield single by Susak on a really good effort by Ripken Reyes, and the Rockhounds are within a run. Bases are still loaded. And the batter is Jack Winkler. Lopez set. Backup pitch, ground ball to Reyes, and he'll make that play with ease. Goes the short way for the inning ending out. Susak forced at second, but the Rockhounds get a couple. And they have closed the gap here to one run through 5 innings of play. Some totals on the way. And our Village Car Wash score of this game through 5 complete. Now reads San Antonio 4 and the Rockhounds 3.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Right-hander Jack Weisenberger comes on to pitch for the Rockhounds as we go to the top half of the sixth inning. The Missions have not trailed in this game. They took an early 1-0 lead, made that a 2-0 game. So they have had the lead throughout. Hounds got within 2-1 on a Cooper Bowman solo home run. Missions got two more on a triple by Ripken Reyes in the fourth, and the Rockhounds get two in the fifth inning. On the RBI single by Shane McGuire and the RBI infield single from Daniel Susat. And so it is a 4-3 ball game as we go to the top half of the sixth inning. Jack Weisenberger is mentioned on the pitch. When you get the Hounds last inning in the book real quick-like. Hounds have scored three runs in this game, and they've done it on just three base hits. And left two men on base in that last half inning. So the Hounds, three runs on just three base hits. Very similar to a Missions line the other night. So the sixth we go, and here is Connor Hollis. Takes a called strike in the outside corner from Jack Weisenberger. One ball, no strikes. Joel Del Rosario goes five innings in the ballgame. Gave up nine base hits. Four runs across. One walk, couple of strikeouts, two-hit batsman. Pitch down the way, and the count 0-2 from the Hounds right-hander. Facing Connor Hollis, Juan Zabala, and Ripken Reyes to follow in the Mission's sixth inning. 4-3 game in the fifth game of this six-game set. Bouncer toward third, that is a foul ball. And manager Luke Montz will make that play in the third base coaching box. So 2-1 the count. Connor Hollis, right-handed hitter in this ballgame. Connor 1-for-2 with a run scored. And hitting right about 385 in the season series. Jack Weisenberger. Jack making his 11th appearance since his return, coming back from a lengthy absence. So the fact he's out there, that's the good news, the really good news. Pitch down and away, ball three, three balls, one strike. 10 outings, has one save. 12 2/3 innings, 8 base hits, 9 walks, and 15 strikeouts. Here's the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch, a swing and a miss. Boy, good fastball, and boy, out on strikes is Hollis. Forgive me, that was 2-2, not 3-1. I apologize. So as a strikeout for Weisenberger and Hollis, and you know what a tough hitter he has been in this season series. He is retired. One batter faced and one strikeout for Jack Weisenberger, and here is Juan Zabala. Base hit his last time up. He's 1-for-2. Set from the belt, right-hander kicks and delivers right down the middle. Called strike 95 on the fastball. And the walk total a little higher than, from a percentage standpoint, than most of his career. But again, he's just coming back after a lengthy time away due to injury. Pitch down and away for the ball. One ball and one strike to count. So to be back on the mound, have good velocity and get that career back where you want it. Boy, so frustrating, of course, to miss time due to injury. Pitch up and away, and the count goes 2-1. Now, Jax is a very good story on this season. Brady Basso, another one. He missed 2 years, basically, 2 calendar years. Found it just fascinating what Brady shared with me about just wondering, you know, am I going to play again? The pitch, a good backup delivery, called strike 2-2. Of course, you and I, mean, we follow sports. We understand injuries are a part of any sport. But when it is you that is experiencing the injury, when you don't know if your career and playing the game that you love, and yeah, it's a business, of course, at this level. It is your livelihood, or you want it to be. And man, then you think it might be taken away from you. Here's the 2-ball, 2-strike stretch, and a swing and a miss. Boy, elevated that one. Fastball away at 95 again. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jack Weisenberger. 2 up, 2 down, and boy, here's a guy who's been most of the offense for the Missions, Ripken Reyes. He is a single and a double away from the cycle. There's a home run in the third inning, a solo home run, and a 2-run triple in the fourth. Switch hitter from the left side. Jacob Marcy to the on-deck circle. Top of the sixth, 4-3 Missions. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air, not deep, left field. Lazaro there, comes in. He's got it. Inning is over. Jack Weisenberger out of the Rockhounds bullpen, and for the first time on this night, the San Antonio Missions will go in order. So we are bound for the bottom half of inning number 6. It'll be a cool road to the show coming up from Astound Broadband. Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the 6th. Missions 4, Rockhounds 3.
Reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
It is a 4-3 ball game. Boy, good one going on with this outstanding rivalry. I have lost. I will recount before tomorrow. 1,515th meeting, I think, all time. And yep, that is the all-time record for the Texas League. We go to the bottom half of the 6th, bottom third of the order. Cameron Masterman, William Simonite, and Caden Trinkle. Cameron 0 for 2 against Jairo Iriarte, 2 of his 9 strikeouts. Boy, Iriarte pitched really well, winds up giving up 3 runs, 2 inherited runners, scoring against Justin Lopez, who delivers down and away for a ball here. It's 1-ball, no strikes. A guy named Dan Johnson had one of the more prolific offensive seasons as a member of the Rockhounds in the early 2000s here, swinging a bouncer foul. DJ really, just really solid player. He did spend some time in the big leagues and was on this date. It wasn't his big league debut, but he had been signed by the Tampa Bay Rays and was playing for the legendary Durham Bulls, the AAA. Pitch just high for a ball, 2-1. And the Rays called him up. Joe Maddon was managing Tampa at that time. And so Dan gets the call to join the Rays. Pitch, down and in, ball 3-1. Lopez gave up a walk and a couple of base hits, each driving home a run when he relieved Iriarte in the 5th inning. 3-1 count. Pitch swung on, pop high in the air, straight away left field, not deep. Homer Bush is there, drifting in. He's waiting, and he's caught it. Well, that ball had a ton of air under it. And Cameron Masterman flies out to left field. Got a 3-1 count, and a pitch he likes, but he pops it out to shallow left. One away for William Simonite. 0-2 is Simo. Thanks in part to a good play by Ripken Reyes. So Dan Johnson gets the call, and it's kind of cool. Now, he'd been in the big leagues a little bit by this time, but not with the Rays. And he gets the call, and Tampa was playing, and at that time, they were the first-place team in the AL East, and Boston was chasing them. The pitch down and into Simo, ball one. And, in fact, they were playing at Fenway Park where the Rays, and not only was Dan due to join the club, he was going to be in the lineup. Pitch up and in for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Boston, of course, is a busy city. Dan's flight gets to Beantown, and he hops in a cab, and next thing you know, the cab is locked up in traffic. 2-2 pitch, and that ball launched toward left field. This is high. This is deep. Got a chance. It is gone. Sidewalk souvenir. William Simonite takes a 2-0 pitch and ties this ball game with a drive into the left field bullpen. And that, pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn, ain't no short porch. That ball was hard hit. Touch that dish, young man. Simo ties the game. Fifth home run of the season for William Simonite, and we are brand new at 4 apiece. Boy, he turned on it and really ripped it. So a 4 all tie, and here's Caden Trinkle. Swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-1, third baseman Juan Fernandez cheating in. Simo's fifth homer, 34th driven in. The 0-1 pitch fouled straight back and a quick 0-2 count. So all tied up at 4 apiece. And boy, the path to a 4-4 tie statistically has been pretty diverse, I think you could say. Missions have 4 runs on 9 hits. Rockhounds have 4 runs on 4. Now swing and a miss as Caden chases one down the way. 2 outs in the inning. 3-pitch whip this time for Justin Lopez. His first strikeout. Top of the order. Here's Cooper Bowman. 2 walks and a solo home run. He's scored 2 and stolen 3 bases. Well, we left Dan Johnson in a cab in Boston, stuck in traffic, when he was supposed to be in the starting lineup for the Tampa Bay Rays at Fenway Park. Pitched down low for a ball, 1-0 to Cooper. So he was obviously scratched from the lineup, and Joe Maddon made a change, and Dan finally got there and got a chance to get in the game. A called strike on a backup pitch, 1-1 to Cooper. Was called upon to pinch hit, that is, in the ninth inning. And by the way, yeah, welcome to the Tampa Bay Rays. Welcome to Boston. He faced Jonathan Papelbon. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. Of course, at the time, one of the dominant closers in all of baseball. And not only did Dan Johnson face him, he homered off Papelbon. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a swing and a foul tip, 2-2 to Cooper. And when Dan came to the plate again, Tampa was first place in the AL East, and Boston was a win away from tying them. And it was a 4-3 Red Sox lead, and Dan Johnson, former Rockhound, homered off Jonathan Papelbon, tied the game at 4. Rays went on to win. And that was considered one of the biggest turning points of the Rays division-winning series and season, I should say. Cooper, swing and a miss, this time out on strikes. First time he has been retired in this game. So Lopez comes back, does Justin, after giving up the solo home run to William Simonite, comes back with a pair of strikeouts. But as we go to the top of the stretch inning, this ball game is now brand new. We'll see who goes back to the mound. It's going to be Jack Weisenberger, and we'll go to the seventh inning after 6 complete. Village Car Wash score now reads the San Antonio Missions 4 and the Rockhounds 4.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, and Jacob Marcy leads it off, 2-3-4 in the mission's order. Jack Weisenberger with a stretch at first pitch, whew, up and in, almost hit him and turned Jacob away. One ball and no strikes to count. So brand new game, and we're in the seventh inning. Good bunch on hand tonight, and a ton of picnic folks here tonight and earlier in this evening. Post-game fireworks show, last time around for 2023 awaits, and Mission's controlled much of this game, and the Hounds have come back to tie it. It's a 4-4 game. Marcy waits in the 1-0 stretch and pitch by Weisenberger. That'll get there. Called strike at 94, and the count squares at 1-1. Graham Pauly and Nathan Martorella, who will follow in the top of the seventh for the Missions. Marcy, left-handed hitter, having a very good series. 2-for-3 in this game, and hit it hard as last time. Delivery way inside. Count goes 2-1. William Simonite just tied the game a moment ago with the bat, but with the glove, he saved a run after the two-run Ripken-Reyes triple. Marcy, who is now at the plate, ripped a line drive, actually a one-hopper to first, and Simo made the play. Pitch down low for the ball. It's 3-1 now, three balls, one strike. And Marcy's having an outstanding series. He's 8-for-21. Left-handed hitter with a 3-1 count. Stretched by Weisenberger and Jack's pitch. Outside, ball four. So it is a runner on with nobody down, and that'll bring up Graham Pauly. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Left-handed hitter is Pauly. Again, he is hitting 327. Might have bumped that up a little bit. He's 1-for-3 in this game. RBI is seventh in just 14 games of the Missions. One on and nobody down. Weisenberger's pitching up and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ian Jack making his 11th appearance. 12 2/3 innings coming into the ball game. And, of course, he is now the pitcher of record for the Hounds after the Simonite game-tying home run. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that ball is hit hard into right center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. That's going to bring home a run. Missions are going to break this tie that was newly formed, waving the runner home and coming all the way around and now putting on the brakes is Marcy. And they throw to third base. The ball got away, but it'll be, I think it stays in play. It does. Does not move up, but Jacob Marcy scores on the double by Graham Pauly in the gap to right center field. Pauly's second RBI double of this game, and that was just a line shot got down between them. Marcy runs really well, and he scored with relative ease. So just that quickly, Missions come back on top. Graham Pauly continues to have a very strong series. Mentioned Marcy, who drew the walk there. He's had a good set, and so has Pauly. Pauly in this series is now 6-for-14. A couple of doubles in this game, and he's driven in a couple of runs. So the tie is broken just that quickly. It's 5-4 San Antonio. Runner in scoring position, nobody out, and here is Nathan Martorella. Left-handed hitter waits, DH in this game. Takes high for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Missions have not trailed. Rockhounds tying the game up for the first time since the Missions took an early 2-0 lead. 1-0 stretch. Martorella waits. Pitch swung on. Popped high in the air and out of play. Started to mention this earlier about Martorella. Baseball America, and I don't know who noticed it, but Martorella's setup in the box is very, very similar to a guy who played a few years ago in a way, and Phil Plantier. It might be the power of suggestion, but you look at it, and then he really does have that same setup. This pitch swung on, ripped right field. On the move, reaching up, Masterman's got it. Runner will tag and come to third. Good play by Cameron to get there, and a line shot to right. The ball didn't miss doing some damage by much. Line drive, but it's more than deep enough to get Graham Pauley to third base with only one man down. One out in the inning for Cole Cummings. 0 for 2, he is struck out and flown out to deep left field, was hit by a pitch in his other trip. Well, the North Division, top of the ninth inning in Springfield, Hammonds Field. The Cardinals 8, Tulsa 3. And Wichita is trailing at Corpus Christi. Here's the pitch, got there inside corner, called strike 0-1. And the Springfield Cardinals, it appears, well, they'll at least have a share of the leads. They'll try to close out Tulsa, and if Wichita loses, Springfield's in first place in the North. Here's the 0-1 stretch, infield in. Swing and a miss, good breaking ball down and in. Tied him all up, swinging strike two, 0-2 to Cole Cummings. Amarillo still leading Arkansas 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. North Little Rock, Arkansas. Magic number for Amarillo down to 4. 0-2 stretch, pitched by Jack, and that is fouled away. Count stays 0-2 to Cole Cummings. Frisco leading Northwest Arkansas. Naturals trying to hang around in the Texas League North. They're running out of time, of course. Only 8 games remain. They are 2.5 back. They'll make that half game up against Arkansas next week. 0-2 count. Stretch and pitch. Weisenberger breaking ball into high in the air. Right field. This is high and deep enough to do damage, and it's going to do a bunch. It is gone. 2-run home run for Cole Cummings, and oh my, on an 0-2 pitch. So the Hounds tied it up on a William Simonite home run, but boy, the RBI double by Graham Pauley, and now a 2-run homer into the right field. I think that might have snuck onto the berm. Tough to, again, can't always be sure on that. And Cole Cummings driving home Graham Pauley. And the Missions have scored 3 times in this inning, a walk and a couple of extra base hits, and it is now 7-4 Missions. Juan Fernandez stands in, takes outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Home run for Cummings. This is his 10th of the season. His second in this series. And the Missions come right back and put a hat trick on the board. Pitch high for a ball, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Fernandez at the plate. Homer Bush on deck. Still just one man down at the top of the seventh inning. A walk to Marcy. RBI double by Graham Pauley. 2-run home run, Cole Cummings. Check swing. I think he went. Yep, turned into that. Fernandez not have, maybe felt that should have taken an appeal, but it looked like he turned through it. 2 balls and a strike to count. And activity now in the bullpen for the Hounds. Little looper. Little duck snort into right field, off base hit, just eluded the glove of Cooper Bowman. Juan Fernandez, just a little duck snort, and he's had just enough to get over Cooper's glove, shallow right field, base hit. So one on and one man down. And here is Homer Bush Jr., who is 2-for-3. Hit the ball sharply his last time up. It was a good play by Jack Winkler, who handled the sharply hit ball, went to second base a short way, so a fielder's choice for Homer, but he's 2-for-3. And first double-A game. And he hadn't been a pro for more than about an hour and a half. Takes a called strike here, and it's 0-1. And Homer Bush just drafted, 4th round. A 1 set, right-hander delivers, and this is inside for a ball. It's 1-1, 1 ball, 1 strike. And from Grand Canyon University, been aware of that school for a long time. Here's a turn and a toss over to first, right down on the body, but getting back in is Juan Fernandez. All the way back in 1989, the Angels drafted a very good player out of Grand Canyon. I think it was Grand Canyon College at that time. It's a while back. The guy who played here and then for a long time in the big leagues, Tim Salmon, out of Grand Canyon. And now Grand Canyon University, a couple of high draft choices on their team this season. Swing and a miss as Bush took a big rip at that. Count goes one ball and two strikes. Homer, by the way, born in Grapevine, Texas. And his dad, seven-year major leaguer Homer Bush. Primarily with Toronto, I think that's fair to say. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Punched out towards second. Bowman makes the play, unloads in a hurry, throws to first, not in time. Good awareness by Fernandez. Got back on the line drive to second. So two men down on the line out to second base, and here's Connor Hollis. Hollis is in a miserable slump against the Rockhounds. He's 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the fourth inning. Rockhounds tied it in the bottom of the sixth inning, but the Missions come right back with a three-run seventh, one on and two men down, 7-4 San Antonio. Fastball runs high, ball one, still 93 on the fastball. In that other draft choice out of Grand Canyon, just what, a couple of months back, Jacob Wilson, drafted by the Oakland A's, eighth overall. He is playing at Advanced A Lansing. He's just been placed on the injured list, so I'm guessing his 23 regular season is over. But we will see him, I would think, some point next season, maybe opening day. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Pitch swung on and fouled away. Down goes a ball and a strike. So Connor Hollis at the plate. Juan Zabala on deck. Base runner is Juan Fernandez. Jack Winkler shading the line a little bit at third. Right-handed hitter at the plate and Hollis. 1-1 stretch. Way outside and the count goes two balls and a strike. 2-1. So a 1-2-3 sixth inning, but Jack runs into some trouble here in the seventh. Mission still with a chance to gain a split of this series. Here's the pitch swung on and nubbed foul right up the end of the bat. It's 2-2. San Antonio won the opener of the series. Rockhounds winning games 2, 3, and 4. There's been some back and forth pretty much throughout this series. Hounds winning the season set against San Antonio. They're 14-8 with two games to go. Road teams have had the I haven't had the better of it. Swing and a pop foul out of play. Forgive me. Two balls, two strikes to count. Hounds were 8-4 at Nelson Wolf Stadium. 6-4 here with the Missions, again, leading this ball game. Somebody downstairs having fun. Two balls, two strikes to count. Connor Hollis waits and time call now at home plate. Is there something, maybe something third baseline, or is it the batter? I think it was the batter. I think it was Connor who asked for time. Ben Engstrand behind home plate. West Des Moines, Iowa is his home. Nate Diedrich from Victorville, California is our first base umpire, and Chris Presley Murphy, the crew chief from Lodi, California, between the pitcher and second baseman right now, the third base umpire. Runner goes, 2-2 pitch taken. Here's the throw down to second base. They get him on a helmet. Yep. The out is made. Caught stealing, Juan Fernandez. Close play. That tag, I think, got him right on the noggin. Got him right on the, well, as some of my hockey friends used to say, right on the noodle. But the Missions come up with a three spot. And so it's take me out to the ball game time. And, you know, we're talking about Ichiro Suzuki earlier. We'll follow up on that, talking about 200 hits. Missions go to the bullpen. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Village Car Wash scores. San Antonio 7, Rockhounds 4.
When the game goes into overtime,
but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Left-hander C.D. Pelham comes on to pitch. He has just been activated today off the 60-day injured list. So, man, has to feel like a whole new lease on the season as C.D. will go to the mound. So you've seen him before with the Missions. And a left-hander will face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Max Muncy, Shane McGuire, and Lazaro Armenteros in the seventh inning. So Justin Lopez goes an inning and a third in this game. Gave up three base hits. He gave up two inherited runners, one run of his own. He walked one batter and struck out two. But he is the pitcher of record, and C.D. Pelham now on to pitch, and again facing Max Muncy. Non-Googleable trivia on the way. C.D. Pelham, big, tall left-hander. Comes set, delivers. Max tempted. Did he go? I don't think so. They will appeal. Nope. Did not. One ball in, no strikes. Max 0 for 1, but he's walked twice and scored a run. Also stolen a base. Pelham's pitch, and that ball is sent down the left field side in a diving attempt. And is that catch made? Oh, my goodness. He hung on. What a play in left by Homer Bush. That is a full tilt diving catch toward the line in left. He turned the body just a little bit as he made the catch. Couldn't tell if he'd held on initially, but yes, he did. Homer Bush with as good a defensive play as we have seen in this series. Max Muncy robbed of extra base hits on a diving catch by Homer Bush toward the line in left. Now here's Shane McGuire. That was tremendous. Pitch low and away, ball one, one ball, no strikes from C.D. Pelham. Shane one for two, a strikeout, a walk, and an RBI single. Hounds down by three here in the seventh inning. Pelham's pitch, when it turned into, it didn't mean to, kind of almost self-defense foul ball, one and one. Talk about Ichiro Suzuki. 10 consecutive seasons, he accomplished the 10th of those on this date, 2010. 10 consecutive seasons with 200 or more hits. He did it in consecutive seasons. Here's the 1-1. That ball is lined into right field, and that is well struck but on the move and tracking it down, Connor Hollis. Well hit ball, but not quite deep enough to do damage. So two very hard hit baseballs, but two out here in the seventh, and here's Lazaro. 0-for-2 with a walk. Well, Ichiro did it again in 10 consecutive seasons. Only one other player had 10 200-plus hit seasons ever, not consecutive, and only one other did it nine times. Who were the other two? One with nine seasons and one with 10 with 200 or more hits. Lazaro takes a strike. And, in fact, only seven players have done it eight or more times, including Ichiro and the two other guys we're looking for. 1-2 pitch, excuse me, 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. And 0-2 count very quickly to Lazaro. Bases empty, two down. 7-4 San Antonio. Scoreboard trying to catch up with the count here. The 0-2 stretch and a pitch by Pelham, and that's outside for a ball. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. So Ichiro with 10 consecutive 200 hit seasons, but one other guy did it 10 times total, one other guy did it nine times, and that's it. With a swing and a miss, Lazaro out on strikes. Well, if you're a Googler, a quick Googler, what did he say? I don't know either. I'll give you the commercial time. I will come back and give you the answer. We'll head to the eighth inning and get some totals for you as well. To the top of the eighth, Village Car Wash score, Mission 7, Rockhounds 4.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ball game is answered back and forth. San Antonio has not trailed. Rockhounds tied it at 4, and the Bishops came back with a hat trick. So we are going to the top of the 8th. Left-hander Austin Briggs is on the pitch in this game. And he will face... In this inning, he will face Juan Zabala and Ripken Reyes. Excuse me, it'll be Hollis who will lead it off. He was at the plate on the caught stealing. Beg your pardon. Couldn't figure out why I didn't have Connors at bat checked in. But, yeah, it was caught stealing for the third out. Juan Fernandez thrown out trying to steal second base. So Connor Hollis will lead it off. Juan Zabala will follow. Then back up top for Ripken Reyes. So Austin on to pitch in the 8th inning. 2 innings for Jack Weisenberger. 3 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. He is the pitcher of record as we go to the 8th. Connor takes, woo, up away and back to the screen. Well, that one got airborne. No, 1 ball, no strikes to Connor Hollis. You know, trivia answer as well. Looking for the two guys. One did it 9 times, the other 10 times. 200 hits or more in a season. Joining Ichiro Suzuki, the only 3 guys to ever have totals that big. Line drive, right side, going to sink, going to drop toward the right field line. Masterman to get there, turning it, coming towards second base, and booking it is Hollis, and the throw not in time. Connor Hollis. I was kidding when he came up last time. He was in a slump against the Hounds. He was 1-for-3. Well, not anymore. He's 2-for-4. Double down the right field line into the corner. 220 overall for the year, and he's hitting close to 400 now against the Rockhounds in the season series. Man, baseball's goofy. So one on and nobody down as the Missions now, after the 3 spot in the 7th, trying to add to a 3-run lead. Austin's pitch, a bunt. And a good one handled by William Simonite. He will tag Juan Zabala, but that's a sacrifice bunt. It's Connor Hollis to third base. Sacrifice 3 unassisted. Well, when you talk about base hits, these two guys basically are probably the 2 greatest of all time. The only other batter outside of Ichiro to have 10 seasons with 200 or more hits is the all-time leader, Pete Rose. Did it 10 times, not in succession, but 10 times. And the only other guy to do it 9 times or more was Ty Cobb. Pitch down low, 1 ball, no strikes. Ripken Reyes, 2-for-4. Solo homer and a 2-run triple. So if your name is on a list and the only other 2 guys on that list and you're talking about hits are Pete Rose and Ty Cobb, you're pretty good. Ichiro Suzuki, 10 years in a row. Nobody else has done that. Bunt attempt, Reyes fouls it off, so... I don't know if the Missions were going to try a squeeze right there, but Ripken fouls the bunt away, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Missions had 3 runs on 3 hits in the top of the 7th, breaking the 4 all tie. Gets totals here. A moment, swinging the ground ball to the shortstop. Runner coming to the plate, and the throw from Max is in time. Well, the Missions kind of rolled the dice on that one. Connor Hollis breaking with the infield in on a one-hopper to shortstop. So Max comes to the plate, and the out is recorded there. 2 men down. Fielder's choice for Ripken Reyes. He's certainly a threat to go. By the way, 4 guys have 8 seasons with 200 hits or more. So 8 or more seasons with 200 hits, only 7 guys all time. one of the eight Wee Willie Keeler, way, way, way back, but one of the most entertaining characters in Major League history. Here's Jacob Marcy, tossed to first by Austin Briggs. Paul Wehner, great hitter in the 20s and 30s, known as Big Poison. Lou Gehrig, one of the greats of all time, power hitter, but also just a great hitter. And along with Messrs. Suzuki, Rose, well, Suzuki and Rose, Ty Cobb, of course, goes way back. The other modern-day guy, Derek Jeter, did it eight times. Jeter, Gehrig, Wehner, and Keeler. And then, of course, Suzuki, Rose, and Cobb. Here's the pitch swung on, ground ball, third base, backhanded by Jack Winkler. Sets up, throws across the diamond, got him. Jacob Marcy bounces out on a nice play by Jack Winkler at the hot corner. So the leadoff double goes by the boards. And whether or not that will come back to haunt the Missions, we will wait and see. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, heading into the home stretch of this game and of the season, Village Car Wash score, San Antonio 7 and the Rockhounds 4.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Blake Bakker has been the most utilized reliever for the Missions in the season, and he will get the baseball for the bottom of the eighth inning, a three-run game. Really good news for C.D. Pelham as he is back, has a clean 1-2-3 inning, got a tremendous catch from Homer Bush. Well, I mean, that was absolutely a work of art. Daniel Susak leads it off, eighth inning. Swings and misses, breaking pitch away, and it's 0-1. Daniel playing in just his eighth game at AA. Lake Bakker, a guy with experience at this level. We'll face Susak, Jack Winkler, and Cameron Masterman in the eighth inning. 7-4 San Antonio. Ground ball, back up middle, got a chance. Base hit, center field, Daniel Susak. Boy, he has really made a strong impression. Just eight ball games against. It's coming up from advanced A's. 2-for-4 in this game. So Daniel Susak, including the 2-for-4 on this Saturday night, is hitting .357. Again, very small sample size, but a really good-looking player. First-round draft choice 1 year ago by the A's. One on, nobody down. Here's Jack Winkler. Again, 7-4 Missions, bottom of the eighth inning. Jack takes, not sure where that missed. Fastball at 96, but just down low, perhaps one ball, no strikes. Jack 0-for-3 in this one, three-run home run last night. The stretch-in pitch, and that's down and away for a ball. The count goes 2-0 now. San Antonio has had the lead or a share of it throughout. Again, turned it around right after the Hounds had tied it in the sixth with that three-run seventh inning. Swing and a high fly ball center field. Straight away for Marcy, and he is there. Well, that ball way high in the air, and Jack Winkler skies out to center field. So Jack 0-for-4. Hadn't taken very many callers lately, but he's 0-for-4 in this one. Here's Cameron Masterman. Right handed hitting right fielder. 0 for 3 in this one is Cameron. A couple of strikeouts and a fly out to left field. Springfield has defeated Tulsa 8-3. Cardinals. See what Corpus is doing. Yeah, they're still leading Wichita big time. So Cardinals have been knocking on the door and may take over first place in the North. There's a swing and a miss. 0-1 as Cameron chased one down and away. No balls and a strike. Amarillo 5 and Arkansas 3, and they're going to the bottom of the eighth inning at Dickey Stevens Park. If the two scores hold here at Momentum Bank Ballpark and there at Dickey Stevens in North Little Rock, Amarillo's magic number will be 2. Pitcher called strike at Denise. Count is 0-2 now to Cameron. Well, they're playing really, really good baseball. They're going to be tough to beat in the playoffs. By the way, San Antonio, I'm rooting for you. Oh, I didn't say that, did I? Yeah, I might have. 0-2 toss over to first base. No balls and 2 strikes. William Simonite, who homered his last time, is waiting on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-4 San Antonio. Masterman waits. Here's the stretch. The pitch on the way by Bakker. Tempted. They might appeal that. Yeah, did not go. And a little bit of a check swing. That's certainly appealable. 1-2 to count. 1-2. Late Bakker's numbers, again, the most gone-to reliever for the Missions on the season, making his 40th appearance of the season. He is Lake. 46 hits and 55 and two-thirds coming in, so he's been tough to hit. 1-2 pitch, and that's fouled straight back. Still ball and 2 strikes. 22 walks against 62 strikeouts, so he's been just solid as can be across the board. Texas League hitting just .228 against him and a 1.22 whip. And boy, that'll keep you gainfully employed. Lake with a 2.91 ERA, outstanding season. Pitch, down and in. Again, they will appeal. A little check swing, a little flash of the bat, but did not go. 2-2. One on and one man down for the Hounds. 1 o'clock, by the way, game time tomorrow, and we will say so long to the home season. Hounds go to Wichita next week, probably just to play baseball, although Wichita is going to be in that pennant race big time. Swing and a miss and a breaking pitch. Cameron out on strikes. In a tough stretch of late for Cameron Masterman, and of course that's just baseball all the way through and through. But in his last 13 games now, he's just 7 for 51. That gets to wear on you after a while, for sure. Strikeout here. Two men down. Batter is William Simonite. Simo homered his last time to tie the game. Missions have since regained the advantage. Pitch down and in. 1 ball, no strikes. I mentioned kind of have a soft spot for a few of the other teams in the league. If it isn't the Rockhounds, you know, having the success, they're teams I always wish well. Runner goes, pitch is taken. Here's the throw, and Daniel Susak with a stolen base. How are you? Boy, Bobby Crosby, let's go to Vegas as Daniel Susak steals second. And it's a 2-ball, no strike count to Simo. Got a good jump, did Susak. I mentioned teams that I really just, you know, they're good people or hospitality. In San Antonio, so many of the guys I've known for so long now, and always wish them well. Backup pitch called strike 2-1, and Springfield's kind of one of those places, too. So, tell you what, we'll hope that's maybe next week at Nelson Wolf, maybe that'll be a preview of the Texas League Championship Series. That'd be cool. Dead down the home stretch, my friends. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that's fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. Simon with his fifth home run of the season coming into sixth inning, and boy, he rattled it. If you get into the left field bullpen, that is a poke. Right field bullpen, not so much. But he pulled the ball into the left field pen, did Simonite for the, at the time, the game-tying home run, and now time called by the batter. Caden Trinkle on deck, one on and two out, bottom of the eighth inning. Missions with the advantage. Now Simonite steps back in. Locker back up and looks in for the sign. Runner takes the lead off second. That's Daniel Susak. 2-2 stretch. Bacher's pitch. Swung on and fouled back up and over the roof and off to the right out of play. Well, we have made the journey fully in tonight, and man, it is a night made for fireworks. We've got the sky dark and the flags are not moving at all, so no breeze to mess with the fireworks. And home stretch here, time call. And called by catcher Juan Zabala. Pitch clock quickly resets. 2-2 to Simo, right-handed hitter. Extends the arms away a little bit from the body, the hands away from the body, takes down and away for a ball. 3-2, very distinctive style at the plate. Otherwise, straight away, waggles that bat a little bit as he waits, set by Bacher. Now comes set, that high set, and the 3-2 pitch, and that's popped up, and it will get into the seats, not by a lot, but it will get into the seats and out of play. Hounds and Missions in the series finale, and the final meeting, of course, of the season between these clubs, and that'll be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Ryan Cusick goes against Jared Kolar. 1 o'clock, first pitch, family day. Look for a coupon, get you 5 tickets for just $25. And the Saturday Midland Reporter Telegram pitch inside. Did it hit him? Nope, it's ball 4 anyway. Thought the ball might have hit him. Wouldn't have mattered. That would have been ball 4, and it was. So it's 2 men on. So Bacher will walk in a base hit in this inning. And again, doesn't give up a whole bunch. And that will put the tying run at the plate. Here's Caden Trinkle, 0 for 3 in this one. Two on and two men down. Little check swing did not mean to. Fouls it back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Withers are frustrated. He's kind of turned into it and just fouled it back. He's had a solid series. Double and a triple, a ribby, couple of runs scored. Again, 0 for 3 in this game. 4 for 14 in the series. That's 286, I do believe, the 0-1 pitch. And, boy, called strike got out of the glove of Zabala, but still a called strike 0-2. So Bacher with a leadoff single to Daniel Susak. Daniel stole second. William Simonite draws a two-out walk, but now it's a quick 0-2 count to Caden Trinkle, left-handed hitting center fielder with two on and two men down. Bacher set, 0-2 pitch, way up and away. Count one ball and two strikes. Watching the shortstop, Ripken Reyes shading solidly toward the middle against Trinkle. Caden ready, one ball, two strikes. Here is a stretch and pitch and a swing and a miss. He got him, and hanging on is Zabala. Boy, that was a foul tip, and Juan Zabala did a great job hanging on to that. So the inning is over. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a couple of men are left. And San Antonio now is 3 outs away from a victory and really maybe kind of solidifying Amarillo's second half Texas League South Division title, it would appear. That's becoming very much inevitable. We will go to the top half of the ninth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Village Car Wash score has the Missions on top, 7-4.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion.
Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, and Graham Polly stands in, takes ball one from Austin Briggs. 3, 4, and 5 in the missions order. Graham Polly, Nathan Marcharella, and Cole Cummings facing left-hander Austin Briggs. Fires way down and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Missions have 7 runs on 13 hits. Rockhounds have 4 runs on just 5. But again, ball game was tied going to the top of the 7th inning. But the Missions put a hat trick on the board, and Cole Cummings, a huge 2-run home run. That didn't break the tie, but that really changed the course of the game, the nature of it for sure. Pitch by Briggs, good fastball, but a bit high. Ball 3, 3-0. Graham Polly has had a terrific ball game. He's 2-for-4, 2 doubles, and each of them driving home a run. He has scored a run as well. Briggs with a pitch, and up to inside, ball 4. So leadoff walk here in the 9th inning. Austin gave up a leadoff double in the 8th inning, but not through it without a run scoring, keeping the Hounds within 3. Nathan Marcharella is the batter. 0-for-3 with a walk. Boy, he lined out to deep right field in the 7th. Takes a called strike here, and it's 0-1. No balls in the strike. He almost found that right field short porch in his last at bat. Left-handed hitter set to go. Lefty-lefty matchup. Briggs with the pitch. Chopper back up the middle. Deflected off his glove. Backhanded by Muncy. Goes to second. One on to first. A double play. That, I think, is going to go 1-6-4-3. The ball deflected off Austin's glove rather noticeably, so I think he will get an assist on that. Max Muncy made the play behind the bag at second. Backhanded flip to Bowman and a really good turn strong throw to first base. So at least 6-4-3 and beautifully turned by the middle infielders. I would think Austin will get an assist on that. We'll see. Here's Cole Cummings. 2-run home run his last time. Swings, boy, swings and fouls that one straight down to the ground and it pops back up. 0-1 to count. The top half of the 9th inning. 7-4 Missions. Bases now empty. Briggs with a pitch. Woo, that'll turn you away again. He throws hard, and that one was high and tight. One ball and one strike to Cummings. Cole is 1-for-3 with a 2-run home run. He was hit by a pitch along the way. Flew out to deep left field. There's a swing and a bouncer foul wide of first base. Count 1-2. And, yeah, by the way, that will be a 1-6-4-3 double play. Ball was noticeably deflected, so Austin Briggs is part of that play. It'll go 1-6-4-3. Here's the stretch and pitch by the left-hander. Down and away for a ball, 2-2. In the Rockhounds' 9th inning, it's the top of the order. Cooper Bowman, Max Muncy, and Shane McGuire. Hounds will be down by at least 3. Cummings trying to add to that right here. Pitch swung on, ground ball out towards short, and Max will have to hurry, unloads, and backhanded nicely by Simonite for the out. Boy, Max really had to get that throw off in a hurry. That was really nicely done, and a good backhanded pick by Simo to put the out in the book. So no runs or hits, no errors, and nobody left on base on the double play. But the Missions take a 3-run lead into the last half of the 9th. Our Village Car Wash score of the ball game. Reach San Antonio 7 and the Rockhounds 4.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits.
12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Top of the order in the bottom half of the ninth inning for the Rockhounds. Lake Bacher goes back to work. Ryan Henry, where's the baseball pants with the high, with the stocking look, the old-fashioned look? And with a top of the pants just under the knee. It gives you a look out there. Got a lot of hair working, got the mustache working, and Lake Bacher has been terrific for the Missions on the season. Sartorially and otherwise. He'll face Cooper Bowman to lead it off. By the way, at game's end, it is a Saturday evening. There are some logistical things on this end. We'll do a very quick wrap-up. And by the way, we'll do that no matter who wins the game, I promise. That's not a win-or-lose thing. That's just a logistic deal here. So here's Cooper in the bottom of the ninth inning. Hounds need three to extend the game. Bowman 1-for-2 on base, 3 out of 4. Pops this one straight back and out of play, 0-1. Walked, stole second, and stole third in the first inning. Solo home run into the right field bullpen in the third. Walked, stole second, and scored in the fifth. Struck out in the sixth. And a lot going on tonight as Cooper takes well down and away from Lake Bacher. 1-1 is the count. Cooper on base in 13 of his last 14 games. And, of course, that's critical for a guy with great speed. Wonderful base stealer. The 1-1 stretch and pitch, and that's fouled away. Well, the count 1-2, ball and 2 strikes. And time called now by Cooper, so he'll readjust the batting gloves. Well, we're in the bottom of the ninth here. They're in the bottom of the ninth at North Little Rock, Arkansas. Sod Poodles 5, Travelers 3. The 1-2 pitch, and that ball ripped but foul. Line drive left field side. Amarillo could conceivably, and wouldn't be, no stretch at all, could clinch tomorrow. Again, unless something changes in either one of these games. 2 Amarillo wins this weekend, and 2 Rockhounds defeats would seal it for Amarillo, mathematically. Here's the 1-2. Little chopper. It's going to be a tough play. It's going to be a base hit for Cooper Bowman. No way. Again, there'll be no throw. No swinging bunt. So Cooper is on base for the fourth time in this game. Now, obviously, that's a little bit on the fortuitous side, but that's what I say so often. My goodness, put the ball in play. And it goes all the more so, of course, for the guys with speed. Probably Juan Fernandez would have had a chance to get probably most of the average runners, but not Bowman. So Cooper is on, and that's a leadoff single. Here's Max. 0-for-2, although he's the guy that flat got robbed by Homer Bush's last time. Takes a called strike outside half, 0-1. Max set a solid line drive toward the left field corner toward the line, and Homer Bush made a brilliant catch. Diving catch on a line drive. Here's the 0-1 stretch. Bacher's pitch. Max takes down low. 1-1. Who does not have a hit in this game, but again has been on base. You know, he's been on base just as has Cooper Bowman now in 13 of his last 14. He has hits in 12 of them. Really, Max, since the end of July, since July 26th, he has just been outstanding. This game not included, won't change the numbers much, but since the end of July, Max hitting .338. And that is, again, his average coming in over .300. well above his career average at his highest level so far. Takes down an in 2-1. And the first rounder drafted out of high school, Max Muncy, just turned 21 not long ago this season. He's at the plate with one on and nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning. 2-1 pitch by Bakker. Ground ball, left side, got a chance. Going to be snared beautifully by Fernandez. The second for one on the first, won't get him there. What a play by Juan Fernandez at third base. Boy, that ball had base hit written all over it. Max Muncy has been robbed a couple of times in this game. Brilliant play there. 5-4 goes the put out. Man, that was nicely handled. One on and one man down, and here's Shane McGuire. Boy, Max Muncy could easily be 2-for-3 plus two walks, but a couple of really good defensive plays. That was a really good play by Fernandez, and of course the catch by Bush was off the charts. Now here's Shane. 1-for-3 plus a walk, has an RBI single. Left-handed hitter, infield, not shifting, of course, but shading way to the full side. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Shortstop Reyes is solidly toward the middle. Second baseman is Pauly, and he is toward the hole. First baseman, of course, is holding the runner on is Cole Cummings. One ball, no strikes. Pitch to McGuire. High and away, ball two. 2-0. Hounds are down by 3. Lazaro Armenteros is the on-deck batter. And he is the Hounds' top power threat. And that play by Fernandez, really big in this inning. McGuire checks his swing. Did not go. Count 3-0. Obviously, if Fernandez does not get to the ball off Max Muncy's bat, it is 2-1 and nobody out. Instead, it's 1-on and 1 away, thanks to the good piece of defense. Here's a 3-0 by Bakker, and that's high. That's ball 4. Shane McGuire draws another walk. So it is 2 men on, and the batter is Lazaro Armenteros. Shane McGuire, in his last 19 games, has drawn 20 bases on balls. No, he is on at first. The batter is Lazaro. He's 0-for-3. He has reached base. 2 strikeouts, a ground out, and a walk. He is the tying run at the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning. One man down, first and second. Lazaro waits. Bakker's pitch. Nope. Down and in for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Bakker kind of slaps in the return throw from catcher Juan Zabala. Comes set at the belt. Now the hands lift up. Comes into the high set. 1-0 pitch. Punched right side. Foul ball. Count 1-1 to Lazaro. On deck is Daniel Susak. He, too, is a guy who has some pop. The scoreboard employing fans to make some noise, and the fans will acquiesce. In other words, it makes some noise. 1-1 count to Lazaro. 2 on and 1 man down. Stretch and a pitch by Bakker. And down and away. Ball 2. 2-1. Gave a little turn into that pitch, and wisely so. Juan Zabala appeals, but nope, did not go. Didn't think so, but hey, it's worth a try for sure. Now a 2-1 count. Muncy the leadoff second. McGuire the leadoff first. High set Bakker. 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. That's down and away, and that's ball 3. 3-1. Tried to get him to chase, and Lazaro would have none of it. So now a 3-1 count to a dangerous hitter. Bakker set. Here's the stretch. 3-1. Tempted. Did not. Oh, I say a strike. Wow. Interesting. I guess it just got there. Called strike. I don't think he went. 3-2. Lazaro will take time out. Boy, that's a borderline pitch, but it goes Lake's way, and it's 3-2. Again, Muncy at second. McGuire at first. Armenteros at the plate. Susak on deck. 7-4 missions. Bottom of the ninth inning. Lazaro away, stretching pitch by Bakker, nuts inside, ball 4, they are loaded up. Yep, didn't try to force anything there. And the bases are loaded, and Daniel Susak will come to the plate, and Jeff Andrews, pitching coach, is going to come out for a visit. Well, they worked magic back in the first inning. Boy, I mean, did he? If you are just coming on board, in the bottom of the first inning, Mission starter Jairo Iriarte walked Cooper Bowman on four pitches, walked Max Muncy on five, and went 2-0 to Shane McGuire. And again, the easy arithmetic, 11 pitches, only one strike. Jeff came out to the mound, and Iriarte, of his next 23 pitches, 19 were strikes. So, pitching coach comes out, and you don't think much of it. But, boy, I mean, he flat worked some magic. Iriarte, in fact, struck out the next five batters he would face. Struck out nine for the game after a shaky start. So here is Daniel Susak. He is 2-for-4, struck out twice against Iriarte. And an infield single on great hustle against Justin Lopez. And then a single leading off the eighth inning, and that was against Lake Bacher. Bases are loaded, one out, 7-4. San Antonio pitched to Susak, and he pops it up. Right field, not deep. Catch is made by Hollis, and Hounds won't risk it. So Daniel got a pitch he liked. He will be aggressive from what we have seen, but he pops it out here to right field, and it's two men down in the bottom of the ninth inning, so the Hounds with a chance. And Jack Winkler now is the last of those chances for the Hounds. Ball game over in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Amarillo 5, Arkansas 3, and the Sod Poodles' magic number is at 3, and it's perhaps about to go down to 2. We shall see. Jack Winkler is the batter. Bases are loaded. Last of the ninth with two men down. 7-4 Missions. Pitch to Winkler. Is down and in for a ball. 1-0. Cameron Masterman on deck. But again, two men down, ninth inning. A lot of base runners in this game. Most of them for San Antonio. The Rockhounds have threatened a time or two or three. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And that's way up and in. That's ball two. Jack 0-for-4 in the ball game. Again, three-run home run last night. That came in the bottom of the eighth and kind of cemented things in last night's game. Two ball, no strike count. Winkler waits. Bacher set. Here's the pitch to Jack. Takes a strike inside corner. It's a tough pitch. Two balls and a strike backed up, and that looked like the inside corner. 2-1 count. Little tiny bit of breeze, but not much. Stretch by Bacher, and the two ball, one strike pitch takes flight. Check, swing, little foul ball, actually, so it's 2-2. That was probably ball three, and that's really easy to save, of course, from back here. So it's 2-2. Well, fans have something to cheer about on this, at least hopeful cheer. Two balls and two strikes. Winkler waits, wheels that bat around a couple of times. Two balls, two strikes, bases full, stretch, kick and pitch. Got him, swing and a miss. Ball game over. And the Missions defeat the Rockhounds 7-4 in the ninth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and three men left on base. Lake Bacher will put this one away with a save. Totals coming up. Again, we'll take a quick second look on the way from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game reads the Mission 7, Hounds 4, and the totals right after this.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the San Antonio Mission, 7 runs on 13 base hits, no errors, 7-13 and oh, really, a couple of tremendous defensive plays in this game, several in fact, highlighted by Homer Bush on that dive in left field, just brilliant. Hounds, 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors, 4-6 and oh for the Rockhounds. Winning pitcher in relief is Justin Lopez. Loss will go in relief to Jack Weisenberger. Then the save goes to Lake Bacher. Cooper Bowman, excuse me, let's do this in order. Ripken Reyes, who had a big game, a triple and a solo home run, his sixth. Cooper Bowman solo, his eighth. And William Simonite, a game-tying home run at that point. And that is his fifth of the year, then a two-run home run. And that provided the insurance, as Cole Cummings, a two-run home run for San Antonio in the last of the seventh inning. We'll check the other numbers involved in this game here in just a couple of moments when we return and wrap things up, and Rockhounds Baseball and Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Well, we mentioned not long ago that Jairo Iriarte really settled in after a very shaky start, but he was really solid. Doesn't figure into the decision, but he pitched really well. Mission's never trailed in a game. They got solo home run by Ripken Reyes in the third inning. Scored a second run on the double by Graham Pauley, who had a couple of RBI doubles in this ballgame. Rockhounds did rally back eventually after trailing 4-1. They tied it 4-4 on the Simonite home run in the sixth inning. But in the seventh inning, again, the Mission's RBI double again by Graham Pauley. That's the game winner. And a two-run home run by Cole Cummings. And that put this ball game away, with San Antonio getting the victory here this evening. You know, if the box, yeah, the box is final again. Lopez the win. He is 3-1. The loss to Jack Weisenberger, he is 0-2. And Lake Bacher picking up the save in this ball game. Time of the game was 2:45,540. Really good bunch tonight, and we appreciate you very much. Fans here about to enjoy fireworks one last time around for 2023. And as they do, we'll say thank you so much for coming on board tonight. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Final home game of this 2023 season. And the first pitch at 1 o'clock, we'll see you just ahead of that. For all of us with the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, I'm Bob Hards. Our final score, San Antonio 7, the Rockhounds 4. And tomorrow we'll say good night, Red. Good night, Leo. Good night, Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.